McDonald football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Holly Bovey of Colwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Weirsgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm Agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. Now with the Max Pregame Show, your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Kind of a rainy Friday night. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky getting set to call this one as it's Dun St. Croix conference action here in the 11 player as both teams coming off wins a week ago for McDonald. Their win over Spooner 40-22 here after that 59-12 loss to Regis in a game we had for you on WOGO Sports. And meanwhile, Spring Valley bouncing back from a 36-15 loss to Durant, Arkansas to start the season, winning over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 34-12. So shaping up to be a great conference opener here tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game, and it's going to be another good test here for us to see what we're all about.
And you'll hear later from Coach Luke Oliver about, he says he is interested in running, but just so far things just haven't gone that way. I mean, you got a Luke Anderson and an Isaac Crawford and Nathan Bogus at quarterback, pretty attractive to throw the ball.
It is, but I think he wants to run first. So we're going to, they mix things up a little bit this week, and we'll see what happens.
Ryan Capping was concerned. You'll hear from him in terms, and very respectful of the McDonald offense. We'll hear that shortly as well here on WOGO Sports. Great Northern in Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement, greatnortherncorp.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes with head coach Ryan Capping of Spring Valley. This is Max Football.
Is your business ready to expand or upgrade? Royal Credit Union can help your business finance what's next with competitive loan rates and local decisions. We work with businesses big and small to finance business equipment, commercial property, startups and expansions, and more. Take your business further with Royal's great rates on business loans. Get started at rcu.org/bizloan. Loans subject to credit approval.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. At Aspirus Health, we see how life takes you on a few unexpected twists and turns, and how you need a neighbor who's here for you. Our emergency department in Chippewa Falls will soon be open to see you, whenever you can't wait to be seen. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
And we've got a conference football game here at Duray tonight, and Coach Ryan Capping with us from the visiting Spring Valley Cardinals. Coach, coming off of a convincing 34-12 win over Chautauqua last week.
Yeah, we struggled in week one. We wanted to show some improvement. Week two, I thought we did that. Still plenty to work on, but definitely pleased with the progress we made from week one to week two.
McDonald definitely has their eyes on Asher Turner, your senior running back. Tell us about him and your offense.
Asher's a pretty integral piece for us, a very physical runner, he's top rusher in our league a year ago. Sort of picked up where he left off, and he's putting up good numbers so far, and physical runner, and just all-around team leader.
Luke Anderson, two games in, showing himself as one of the better receivers in the state. Four touchdowns, a lot of yards. What about defending him in the Max offense?
Absolutely, a tremendous challenge. They've got not only him, they've got some other skill players, too, that are very experienced, obviously, from their run last year, and are going to give us some issues that we have to contend with, no doubt.
And what will be the key to the double here tonight?
I mean, for us, I mean, we got to try to move the ball on offense, keep it away from their offense because they have such big play capability. So it's going to be key for us to run the football well, possess it, try to chew up clock, and then hopefully score and capitalize on those opportunities, to make them hopefully have to play from behind and then, make them a little more predictable offensively. But easier said than done.
Coach, thanks so much. Wish the best tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Ryan Capping. We'll hear from the Cards head coach Luke Oliver when we come up in 3.5 minutes. This is Max Pregame.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
fall fun is taking over Metropolis Resort. Metropoolis is back, bringing festive fun for the whole family all season long. Make a weekend of it with a stay at Metropolis Resort, then splash the day away at Chaos Water Park, play at Action City, and keep an eye out for special Halloween surprises throughout the resort. No tricks, just plenty of treats, family fun, and memories waiting to be made. Plan your fall getaway at MetropolisResort.com.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today. When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Max pregame on the field here at DeRay. Mark Halverson with head coach Luke Oliver getting ready for this conference tilt at home against Spring Valley. And coach, a nice win last week, a non-conference over Spooner.
Yeah, you know, our kids came back and responded really well from that week one game versus Regis. Anytime you play a top 10 team in the state, it's tough, right? But we talked about that week one, wanted to play tough teams and play teams that are going to challenge us. So we were able to do that, and Spooner was the same challenge. We knew they had a really good run game, and number 45 was a really good running back. So they challenged our kids, and our kids responded the right way.
You told us week one that you do like to run the ball, but so far people are maybe not sure about that.
Yeah, you know, I think at times you just pick your poison, right? We got Luke Anderson out there and Isaac Crawford. We got a lot of really good receivers. Isaac Betcher's out there with them too. So you got to utilize your weapons, whether that's using them in the run game or quick game as far as passing. I do want to run the ball. At my core, I want to run the ball, but at the same time, I want to utilize the weapons that we have.
Special teams showed up well for you as well last week.
Yeah, Coach West does a great job with our special teams. We challenged him and our special teams unit after week one. You know, we thought we left some points out on the board, the special teams, especially that opening kickoff against Regis. So we challenged them all week, and they responded well.
And finally, what about the Spring Valley team tonight?
Run heavy team, right? Really, really good team. Really, really well coached team. We know it's going to be a tough battle for us, and that's what we want. We want to play tough teams. If we stop the run, we'll be in good shape. But we know that they have a really good running back, number 24. And again, a lot of respect for their coaching staff. We've seen them in the playoffs at previous stops, so we know how good they can be.
Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll look forward to talking afterwards.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Head coach Luke Oliver just moments ago here as we continue to count down to kickoff on WOGO Sports. I can tell you, Seth Smisky, after the interview, we wrapped, and he said, I really do run the ball. So he did emphasize that again. And you think that you, as the season moves along with this conference opener tonight, that you think the Macs definitely want to add that in to set up the run-pass mix.
Yeah, and in game situations, there's so many situations where running the ball makes sense, and it's a thing to do. So you got to be able to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So
and if you get a lead to chew up the clock, right?
That's a huge reason. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that's always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. We'll take a 3.5-minute break. Back with more. We're getting closer to our Toys and Ford keys to the game. We'll see what Seth says when we come back. This is Max Pregame.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you.
Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Wirzgala Plumbing and HVAC is looking for an elite HVAC lead, installation, and service technician. If you're a master of your craft, it's time to get paid like it. This role demands 10-plus years of experience and a high level of expertise. You must know how to both install and service boiler systems, as well as install, troubleshoot, and repair furnaces, central AC, and cutting-edge mini-split systems. Wirzgala provides top pay, generous PTO, and comprehensive benefits. Send your resume to service@wirzgala.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Dunn St. Croix Conference Football on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiske with our video team of Gavin Bovey. And also we've got Micah Bailey and Trayton Hoyne back at our WOGO studios. Volleyball going on tonight as well from New Richmond. Caleb Swenson and Carter Jager are there for that. Also on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And so, Seth, let's get to it. Here are the Toyson Ford keys to the game. It's time for that. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. 1-1 Spring Valley against 1-1 McDonald. What about the keys tonight?
Well, I think we beat the running thing, you know, enough. So I'm going to say stop at number 24. I mean, he's looking at the stat sheet. He's their offense, you know, and they run an I've been told that they run an option. I haven't seen any film on them. But so that means discipline. You got to stay disciplined in the option. You know, if you have quarterback, you got quarterback. And if you have the running back, you got running back. And trust your team.
Yeah. You know? There you go. Those are the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Gibson Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. And, yeah, on the stat sheet, while he stands out, you're talking about Asher Turner, the 5'11", 185-pound senior for McDonald. Luke Anderson, again, leading receiver in the state at 9 catches, 246 yards, averaging over 27 a catch, 4 touchdowns, the long of 76. We saw some of that 2 weeks ago, 2 more touchdowns last week, and also scoring on the block punt.
Yeah, he's a special athlete, and you know, hopefully we can keep utilizing him, and you know, and part of that's let's give the quarterback some time, and let's try getting a ball out in front of him tonight, you know, like on just a fly, let just a go,
yeah.
You know, that's what I want to see tonight.
Sounds good. I'm all with you on that one. So Luke Anderson, love his dimension, 6'2", 205. He can fly, great hands. What's not to love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan Bogus can get it to him, but Coach also referencing Isaac Crawford as well there when Coach for Spring Valley was mentioning Isaac Crawford as well. No, the McDonald coach, Luke Oliver, was, but certainly Coach Fanning also recognizing the multiple weapons for the Macs.
Yeah, they got a lot of interesting pieces. Let's just put it that way, you know. And last week's game, I think we came away with more questions than answers. So hopefully tonight we you know, kind of start to zero in on things and figure things out.
And in talking to the Max AD, Bryce, before the game, I said, hey, the switch to 11 player working pretty good, and he's pleased with it. You know, he put his neck out there, but even in hearing the guys, I know Luke Anderson was featured this week in one of the local television stations with their athlete of the week. And so talking about the fact that I think he likes it. I think the players like it because there were a lot of blowouts and guys were going to the backups in halftime. We're not seeing that now.
No. We're not going to see
that
tonight.
We're not going to see it now. All right. McDonald and Spring Valley, we're edging ever closer here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Hey, if you have a need for anything glass, I'm talking a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. We'll take our final timeout before the game gets rolling here. It's McDonald hosting Spring Valley. We've got it for you next on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cbosm.com.
Red Cedar announces the 46th annual Punky Maynard Challenge of Champions, September 25th and 26th. Open at 5, racing at 7.
Watch 5 different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed. Thousands of dollars awarded at one of the area's most historic and prestigious racing events.
Family-friendly entertainment since 1973. Admission available online at redcedarspeedway.com or at the gates. Kids 12 and under are free.
What if your money could earn more? With Royal Credit Union's high yield savings account, you can watch your savings stack up with rates as high as 3.50% annual percentage yield. Whether you're saving for something big or just looking to grow your balance, Royal's high yield savings account makes it easy with no monthly fees and flexible access to your funds when you need them. It's time to make your money work harder for you. See details and open your high-yield savings account at rcu.org/earnmore. APY accurate as of 9/1/26. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald and Spring Valley in this Dunn-St. Croix Conference football game. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky for 12-minute quarters. And looking forward to bringing it to you here tonight on WOGO Sports. And heard from the coaches beforehand. Anything that stuck with you from what you heard from the coaches?
You know, not too much. They both respect each other, and it's nice to see that McDonald is a respectable team. You know, I think after these last two games, we've earned that for sure.
Yeah.
So let's keep it going tonight.
So Luke Oliver in his third game as the Max head coach, and Ryan Capping with Spring Valley, and he was it's kind of interesting that it was they were kind of late getting on the field, and so I tracked him down inside in the gym, and the team was all gathered around kind of on one knee as he was addressing them kind of in a softer spoken voice. And and then they had all of their pads and things still in the hallway, so at a much later time than I'm used to seeing teams get on. So some thinking in terms of get your pads on the latest possible time, I guess extra energy or something like that. But they certainly mean business in the Max with a serious test here tonight.
Yeah, and I when they were walking out across the track, I was making my way up here, and they walked in front of me, and without their pads on, they looked legit, you know. So,
all right, your McDonald Max in their you go ahead and describe the colors for me tonight, Seth.
Gold pants with white and blue trim, blue jerseys with numbers with white numbers with gold trim.
There you go.
How's that?
That's good.
I'm learning.
And meanwhile, the Spring Valley Cardinals across the way with the black pants and the white tops and the black numerals. The Cardinals, the visitors here for this Dunn St. Croix Conference 11-player game. The other teams in the Dunn St. Croix, including Boyceville, Glenwood City, Colfax, Elmwood, Plum City, Osseo Fairchild as well. And we'll have that Elmwood Plum City game coming up here a week from tomorrow night.
All right.
So the McDonald Max, three home games in a row strung together.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, it's nice. I'm sure it's nice for some of these teams to come play on a nice field like this. You know, this is a pretty first-class, you know, setup we got here.
So. All right. We're about ready to get the kick. And let's see. It looks like number three. Mason Winger, the senior and quarterback. Each team with seven seniors, and we are underway. And there's the boot. And the Max returning it on the near side, Crawford, and he's going to be knocked down about the 37-yard line by number 40 for Spring Valley, and that's Jake Cotton, the sophomore, 6'5", 165 pounds. So Crawford, a good return.
Yep, good starting field position here, and I'll be interested to see, you know, how we come out here. I'd heard Noah was going to take some reps at running back, so we'll see if it's Hayden or Noah at running back and go from there.
All right, so the Max getting set in their formation. Bogus in the pistol, lone running back behind him, typically thinking of Christofferson, Hayden, and low snap. He'll fake it and then hand it off up the middle for little to no gain on the play. That didn't look to be Christofferson, actually.
No, that was Noah Smisky. And little no gain. Noah's got to get his pad level down just a little bit.
All right, so I'll enter Noah as one of the potential ball carriers. That'll be helpful here as we keep our stats for you tonight. And Smisky with that first carry going for a few out to the 40-yard line, and a handoff right side, and he'll pound his way again, and second carry. So what about Smisky instead of Christofferson there? Christofferson had led the way with 31 carries on the season.
Yeah, just I think it's just a change of pace. You know, they're struggling in the run game, so they're just trying something here.
And Christofferson, 5'11", Smisky, 5'11", 170, and there's Bogus is going to take it off the left side, going to be short of that first down. Gaining 1 yard on the play, so the first carry of the night again has not been a.
No, I would have liked to see him stay in the pocket.
All right, so Bogus now in the pistol, fourth down. Smisky behind him, two receivers right and left. Low snap, he'll fake it, hand it off, and Smisky's going to be short. It looks like the McDonald sideline is pointing that he got the first down. Let's see what the indication is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. He had to get to the 47. Or the 48, and they're saying the 47. He's going to be short. It does appear, and that'll be turning it over when Spring Valley will get it in McDonald territory. Are they asking for the measurement? I mean, it's clock at 10:40 to go here in quarter number one, so just underway. Aspirus Health. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health, serving the routine and emergency healthcare needs of Chippewa Falls with a passion for excellence and compassion for people. Aspirus Health. And you know, we both didn't think they made it. And there's the eruption of cheers on the Spring Valley sideline. Missed it by half a yard, so.
Yeah. It, you know, you, Angles play with you a little bit, but I don't think they play that much. So.
Well, the Max defense to be tested right away here by the Spring Valley Cardinals. And Mason Winger, that senior quarterback, 5'11", 180, and look out for Asher Turner as well as they come to the line of scrimmage. So Winger, who was the kicker, will have the I formation behind him. But look out for Turner, their leading ball carrier for sure, at about 240 or so. So he'll go under center, Winger, and he'll hand it to the fullback, and he'll pound his way for a couple from the 47 down to about the 45-yard line. So good defense by the Max.
It is, and it's good to see Gavin Smisky out there. He got a little banged up last week, so it's nice to see him out there. I don't know if Grant Soakup's going to play tonight or not. Did you hear anything, Mark?
I had not. So we're going to say the 46 to the 45, so a gain of one for Forster, second down and nine. With Winger again under center, I formation behind him, Turner to the deep back, and they're going to hand it to Asher Turner. And now he's going to break his way, cutting through the defense, and still going, and still moving before he's finally tackled by Luke Anderson, and change that, actually, 28, Sam Schmidt on the carry that time from the 45-yard line. So Schmidt with the first down for either team on the night. All the way down to the 15, a gain of 30 for Schmidt.
That play wasn't fancy, it just... There was nobody there. It was a huge hole. That was just blocked well. I give credit to the offensive line on that one.
Winger, the quarterback, looks solidly built. 5'11", 180.
He is very solidly built.
All right, so again, they're going with Forster and then Schmidt. So we talked all this about Turner, and Turner's not even there. So now from the 15-yard line, they'll hand it to Schmidt. Schmidt off the right side, and Noah Smisky with a good job on the tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, good job filling there by Noah.
And Luke Anderson.
Yep. Noah read the play, and he was in there. That's what we need to do.
So after the gain of 30, no yardage for Schmidt. Second down and 10 from the 15-yard line for Spring Valley. Again, everyone loves saving money. Contact your local State Farm agent, Jeff Flagg, in Chippewa Falls for a personal price plan. Call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg at 723-9128 or contact Jeff at jefflagg.com. Second and 10 from the 15, and Winger hands it to the fullback, Forster, pounding his way for a few into the heart of the McDonald defense.
It appears, you know, that I think they're gonna run away from Noah tonight. That's kind of what it's looking like right now.
Gain of 5 on the play to the 10-yard line, so Forster with 2 carries for 6 yards. And it creates a 3rd and 5 from just outside of the 10-yard line. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky, the call. And our great video team of Gavin Bovey and Micah Bailey and Trayton Hoyne back at our Wogo studios. Winger from the pistol. A back off to his right. He'll roll to the right. Looking, he's got his target. He throws it low. It looks incomplete. And it creates a 4th and a long 5, Seth. So a good stop so far by the Max defense.
So far. And let's... They're going to, quarterback's over. He's going to talk about it a little bit here. So, looks like they are going to go for it.
So, 4th and a long 5. They need to get to the 5 where they could get a first down. Everybody was giving a lot of attention to Asher Turner and didn't hear from anything from Coach Capping that he wasn't going to play, but anyhow, so far not out there. And so Winger again from the pistol, got some protection. He's going to run it up the middle, and the Max are going to hold, and there's the great first stop of the game for the McDonald Max as they get the ball back.
Really, really good discipline up front. You know, they stayed in their lanes, and there wasn't a big gap for him to run through there. So good job by the D-Lang there.
And so there's Winger on the stat sheet, his first run of the night, and really, I mean, I'd say maybe a yard because he got inside of the 10, but the Max get it back, so way to go, McDonald. And so now the Max get a chance to answer back as the clock at 8:09 to go, first quarter. And Bogus now from the pistol himself. Gets the protection, comes to the near side, has the completion out there to Lewiston Lokomon. And Lokomon, see where they mark him, some forward progress. So just a short gain. I did not have him on my stat sheet, so I have to get him in there.
Spring Valley's got some big bodies up front, you know, that we're going to have to dig out of there.
And now on the second down, and there's the run off the right side for the Max. And this time, going to get it to Hayden Christofferson for his first carry of the night. I didn't see, you know, and we don't, for whatever reason tonight, we're not getting down or distance or anything like that, so on the scoreboard. But did you see where maybe the first one had locomed on maybe just a two-yard gain, I think?
Yeah.
Now, third down
minimal.
And five, the Max with the quick play, and they get it off to Anderson, and Anderson trying to find a seam in the defense, still on his feet, and whoa, what a move by Luke Anderson. The 30, the 35, the 40, Anderson could go. He's at 40, the 35, the 30. What a play, Luke Anderson taking it to the house. 85 yards for a Max touchdown.
Definitely the play of the season so far right there. That was, I mean, to go all the way opposite field or, you know, reverse the whole field like that.
That was
amazing.
Crazy. He broke so many tackles and kept going, and he breaks it 85 yards for the McDonald's score.
Yeah. That just shows you how big and how strong he is. I don't think people realize it, but when you walk up next to him and he's not wearing pads, he's a big guy.
Oh, I mean, just looking at his 6'2", 205, you got to understand in high school, used to college and the pros, that's solid.
And
size.
Yep, that was impressive.
What a play, and that, wow, that just really stood out as the Max get a 6-0 lead, and now getting ready for the extra point, and Bogus is going to take it, low snap, they try to go for the two, and they're going to say maybe the ball hit the ground, so that'll do it. We'll take a break when we come back. McDonald leads at 6-0, 7:05 to go, first quarter. This is Max Football.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Six nothing McDonald on the play of the season so far. Luke Anderson breaking multiple tackles until he found daylight down the right sideline, down the near sideline, an 85-yard hookup. What a play. And now Isaac Crawford on the boots. And Spring Valley going to catch it at about the 9-yard line. And it's going to be Schmidt. He's going to run it to the near side out to about the 35 before Luke Anderson doing everything, tackling him in front of us. So, well, I'll tell you what, we talked about running more, but if you're going to do that when you pass the ball, we're both double thumbs up on that, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, they're just doing, you got to get the ball in your playmaker's hands, and that's exactly what they did right there. It was a good play to do that. But one thing we got to do, we got to get the snap figured out.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of killed that two-point conversion down there, so.
All right, well, here we go. Yeah, every point matters. And again, now Winger with the football from the pistol with a lone running back in the backfield with him is Forster. And he's going to try to run it up the middle, and he's going to run into a McDonald defender and be stopped for no gain. In fact, a loss in the play for Winger, and again, good coverage by the Max.
Yeah, and he got hit there. He felt that one. Colton Meyer coming up and putting a good hit on him.
And now the... You get some forward progress. Initially, it looked like a loss of one, but we're going to say just a second and 10 now for Spring Valley. So, again, Spring Valley, if you look at the stats, very run heavy, but for whatever reason, have not seen Asher Turner, the 5'11", 185-pound rushing leader, and now Forster in the backfield, the 5'9", 150-pounder, and he's going to get the carry. He functions more like their fullback, and he'll pound it up the middle against the McDonald defense and having trouble bringing him down. And, wow, he muscles his way all the way to the 43-yard line. What happened there, Seth?
I don't know.
They had him stopped 7 yards earlier.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, I was just about to say good job by the defense, you know, and then he's still going.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good thing you didn't say that, Seth.
Yeah,
that would have,
yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, now it creates a 3rd and 3. They need to get to the 46, but again, respect this Spring Valley offensive line and their running game, right?
Yeah, they're put together. I mean,
they're
got some size. Yep.
All right, so it's a 3rd and 3 now, just over 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski on the call here on WOGO Sports. Volleyball also on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel, and Winger drew him off sides. Yeah, and it looks like number 52 for McDonald, Grant Sokup. So he is out there tonight.
Gotcha. That's good to see him out there.
He's a big guy.
Yep, he is.
You know, we had Mason Buss. He got spoiled with Mason's size, and he was kind of the measuring
stick.
And so gain of 5 on the play, on the penalty. First penalty on either team tonight. And another first down for Spring Valley. So their second of the night. So Winger now and company under center. Their own 48, 52 yards from pay dirt. And the handoff in the backfield is going to go to Forster again. And he'll pound his way inside the McDonald 45-yard line. Now make it Schmidt. Schmidt, 25 and 28. So my apologies. Schmidt, the 5'10", 160-pounder that time, taking it from a gain of 8 on the play. So Schmidt, 3 carries for 38 yards, creating a 2nd and 2. So... Well, if the clock is going to run when Spring Valley has the ball, because it's a lot of running,
mm-hmm.
and with McDonald, the thing is they're going to need to run to chew up the clock, especially if you're trying to shorten the game with a lead, which they have right now at 6-0. And the handoff to Schmidt, and he'll pound again from the 44 inside the 40. And another Spring Valley first down, their 3rd of the game.
Yeah, nothing fancy there. You know, we just got to fill and Make some tackles, make some plays out here.
45 yards on 4, on 4 carries for Schmidt, and that's the 3rd Spring Valley first down on the night. As they get to the McDonald, let's say 37-yard line, and Winger under center, split backfield behind him with Schmidt and Forster, and this handoff is going to come to Schmidt. Schmidt at the 30. And he'll be knocked out of bounds by Callan Johnson, the sophomore, inside the 30 at about the 27 or so.
And last week, Spooner kind of gobbles up on sweeps. And I was expecting to see a little more outside running. I was expecting to see that. But they haven't needed to do that. They've been doing just fine up the middle, a little change of pace there. But I expect them to come right back to...
Well, when you're running 8-8-8 time, I mean, that's... But McDonald did stiffen inside the red zone earlier, and we'll need them to again with 4:14 to go first quarter. I formation behind Winger. Second runner through is Schmidt, and a good job by the Max on the tackle. And let's get that's number 62 for McDonald, and that is Uriah Matthews.
Uriah having a great season.
Yeah, 5'9", 205-pounder.
Yeah, yep. He impressed me last week, too, and in the Regis game, so
gain of 1.
Young guy, he's getting it done out there.
All right, so it's 3rd down and 1 for Spring Valley. As Winger under center with Forster and Schmidt behind him. So, and a handoff going to be Schmidt, and he's got Forster. He's got the first down. In fact, he's got a touchdown. He's going to run it in from the 28-yard line, and this game is tied at 6 apiece. Landon Forster, a 5'9", 150-pound sophomore, takes it 28 yards to the house.
Yeah, just too easy right there. I mean, like I say, it's nothing fancy, and we're just not there. Nobody home.
And so an extra point, be it a 1 or a 2 for Spring Valley with 3:22 in the first quarter, would give them the lead if they're able to convert. And they're setting up for the 2. Winger with Forster and Schmidt in the backfield. I formation behind him. And it's going to be Schmidt on the left side, and a good job by the Max. It looked to be Luke Anderson. Noah Smisky. Yeah, good job. And they penetrated. And so this game stays tied at 6. We're back in a minute. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. The Aspirus Health Hospital, Emergency Department, and Clinic in Chippewa Falls is about to open. And we are now scheduling appointments where you'll be seen by trusted providers with deeply caring hearts. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
Landon Forster, a 28-yard touchdown run, and a two-point failed at head for both teams, and so it's a 6-6 ball game with the kick underway. And now the Max Crawford, trouble getting it at the 9-yard line. Isaac, who had a good return earlier, takes it in the near side to the 20, the 25, and dragged down there by Spring Valley's Landon Forster. So again, you and I commenting a lot of discussion earlier about Asher Turner. He was their leading rusher coming in, and no sight of him, and we don't know. Again, nobody had said anything to us. We'll have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. But again, they have some fine running backs behind him in Forster and Schmidt. So
yeah, they're doing just fine. Unfortunately, we couldn't handle that kick there. Probably cost us a few yards.
From the 24-yard line now, as Bogus and company come on out for McDonald. And Bogus in the pistol with the, I think, Smisky, the running back behind him, receiver to the right, and two to the left. And Bogus, couple step drop. He flings one out and incomplete, intended it for Isaac Crawford on the far side. And he was one for one before that with the 85-yarder to Luke Anderson. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls, works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. Second and 10 for the Max from their own 24, going left to right here. Late part of the first quarter, Smisky handoff on the left side. Short gain from the 24 as the clock hits 3 minutes. And now it's maybe lost a yard on the play. Back to the 23. So third and 11. So Smisky, 4 carries for 7 yards on the night. And there's a low snap on the ground, and then getting out of there with it, Bogus downfield, Luke Anderson, and he catches it at midfield to the incomplete. Oh. It was close, and again, he's got great hands, but not quite able to haul it in. And
yep, not quite. That's one that Luke comes down with a lot of times. I got to imagine we're going to punt here.
Now, someone might say, and I'm just saying, hey, all you needed was 10 or 11, so why not go for that instead of 25? What would you say to that?
I would say with Luke Anderson, that's pretty high percentage play right there.
Yeah. All right, and so now Isaac Crawford ready to punt, and he'll get one in the air on the near side. It's going to land in Spring Valley territory and go out of bounds about the 47-yard line in front of one of the MAC coaches. 2:36 left here. First quarter, 6-6 ball game. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Always check the WOGO Sports calendar, and you can follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok. And be sure to subscribe to the WOGO Sports channel on YouTube, where we also have volleyball going on, Chihai Volleyball. At New Richmond, they did great over the weekend in that tournament they were in. So they were one of the up for team of the week, I think, one of the TV stations. So, all right, 53 yards from pay dirt for Spring Valley. The MAC defense now trying to hold in a 6-6 ball game. Winger on the handoff up the middle, and just a fumble. Oof. A fumble, and did the MACs get it?
No, we didn't, but the ball was definitely on the ground. I don't think we saw it.
That's the same ball carrier, Forster, who ran for the touchdown, and no gain on the play after that 28-yard touchdown he had a short time ago. So, all right, Again, they have to get to the McDonald 43, and the clock ticking here.
Yeah, and you know, we make a lot of great plays like that, but then we give up 8-10 yards, you know. So let's try to get two in a row here.
Yeah. Second and 10 from the 47. Max scored early on an 85-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson. Spring Valley answered to the 28-yard touchdown run by Landon Forster, the sophomore. No Asher Turner so far, their leading ground gainer for Spring Valley in this Dunn-St. Croix conference game. Handoff Forster, and he's going to power his way close to a first down.
Yeah, I think he might have got it.
He's just a little guy, but you know, he's solidly built, isn't he?
Yeah, and they're getting a good push.
Yeah, from the 47 all the way to the 43. I think he got it, too. And yeah, they're going to indicate that. So that's the fourth first down for Spring Valley. Now, again, this McDonald offense looking somewhat like in the Regis game. It's big play or nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
No first downs for the Macs so far compared to the four for the Cardinals. With 1:33 to go first quarter, Mark Calverson and Seth Smiski on the call here on FM 103.1 AM 680 WOGO.com and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. All right. Winger. And off the left side, and not much doing there. Again, Spring Valley, they're committed to the run. And why not? They do it very well. And sometimes one running back, and other times Forster right now. He's just kind of the go-to guy for them. And great job of the MAC defense. No gain for Forster that time. So,
all right, now here we go. Let's get two good plays in a row.
Yeah, right. 1 minute left here in the first quarter as the first 11 minutes have ticked by. Another 37 left here on this Thursday night. Back with you next Friday as it will be the Elmwood Plum City team in town. My wife's a Plum City alum herself.
Okay.
But she'll be rooting for the Macs. Okay. Back to pass. Winger. And fires one completed inside of the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. The first completed pass of the night for Spring Valley. And it's to Jake Hannock, one of their leading receivers, one of their seven seniors, 5'10", 150-pounder.
Yeah, I don't know if we're playing a little zone there, but if we are, he found the soft spot, just sat down in it, and
gain of nine.
Yep,
gain of nine to the 34. Still short as the clock. That may be the last play of the quarter, and I think they're going to let it just expire, and they will. The final. So we'll take a break as well as this quarter comes to an end. We're tied at six, McDonald and Spring Valley, as the Cardinals with a third and one from the McDonald. Yeah, just inside the 35. But when we come back in 1 minute, this is Max Football.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Six game as we start the second quarter. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski on WOGO. Approaching 7:30. All right. Big third down and one. And the handoff, Forster and the sophomore are going to pound his way to about the 31 and another Spring Valley first down. So chewing up the clock. And in time, Seth, if not already, as it's still early, but kind of a warm night. And, I mean, this is going to take its toll on the defense eventually.
It is. And, yeah, right now Spring Valley has the recipe for success right now. I mean, they're doing everything that you want to do, just grinding and pounding and having success at it.
We will call that a 2-yard gain. So it's from the 32 now, but, again, chewing up clock and certainly winning the time of possession battle here with Forster. And now we do have Turner in the game. And first carry of the night for Asher Turner. And again, it was just one quarter he missed. So it might have been a situation related to that. The 5'11", 185-pounder. So again, Spring Valley playing McDonald even. But there's the six-yard run for Turner. So again, they got by with Forster and Schmidt, but look for a lot more of Asher Turner, and he's going to be fresh.
Yeah, yep, unfortunately.
So a second down and four from the 26 for Spring Valley with the split backfield. Turner to the right side and Forster to the left. Winger under center. And they drew McDonald offside for the second time tonight, and Noah Smisky frustrated with himself there. And so that's going to be a first down for Spring Valley, their sixth of the evening. And getting close to the red zone, just outside of the red zone at the 21 or so.
Yeah, and they're right here. They can score. They've shown that. So, yeah, time to really stiffen up your defense.
Yeah, and so, again, clock running at 10:40 to go, and, again, chewing up a lot of clock. McDonald trying to did have the big play earlier to Anderson. Play of the season, we've decided in the booth. Rolling right, winger. He'll fire one, and it's almost intercepted, and it is by the Max, and what a great job. Isaac Crawford initially, and then captured in the air by Lewiston Wilkamon for the interception for McDonald.
Yeah, good defense by Isaac and heads-up play by Lewiston, and that's exactly what we needed right there because we were showing no signs of stopping them.
So there you go, a team that's running like crazy, and then Winger goes to the air and Crawford, but then what a heads-up play by Lokoman to come up with it. And now where they mark it is going to be inside the 10, so Bogus and company going to be tested here if they can get out behind the shadows of their own goalposts at about the 8 or 9-yard line. And we'll see where the chain gang goes on the far side. It looks like the 9 or so. So, we'll call it the 9-yard line.
Yeah, I was wondering, the official just dropped a flag. Because when they made the tackle on Lewiston, the kid just stuck his feet up and kind of tripped him. And they must have got together, talked about it, or I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, Spring Valley's been choir boys so far, no penalties at all, so they're clean. They get a clean slate, so I'd like to get, come on.
Yep.
All right, and they're going to get mark it off. Let's see, at least 5. Keep going, Mr. Referee. There's 10. Oh, boy.
That's
We're going to see 15-yard penalty on Spring Valley.
That is big.
As they had been penalty-free, but what did you see happen?
The Spring Valley player, he was on the ground. He just stuck his foot up and tripped him.
Huh.
So, and he who knows? He might have had some green in front of him and went away. So,
yeah.
I'm happy to see that called.
All right. And now from the pistol, it's going to be Bogus. He's going to heave one over to the right side to Crawford. Crawford moving. And now he's going to reverse field and reverse direction and bring it back the other way. The 25, the 30. Crawford to about the 35-yard line. Still on his feet at the 40. And is finally brought down about the 44-yard line. Isaac Crawford. Wow, he covered a lot of ground to gain 20 yards there.
That is crazy. Kind of the same, along the same lines of what Luke did
on the
touchdown there.
Right.
And Another good game. You'd like to be able to see him just catch it and turn it upfield, but we'll do what we have to.
Well, the first down of the game for the Max on that one, and now Bogus in the pocket, rolling to his right, rolling, and he's going to run it himself from the 44 out to the 50 and then sliding out of bounds, close to a first down and in Spring Valley territory.
Yeah, probably about 8 or 9 there, and yeah, good call by Nathan. There's nothing wrong with running the ball a little bit.
Yeah, no, good to have that out to the
for sure.
47, and so a gain of 9 on the play for Bogus. And there's the handoff to Christofferson for a short gain. And Hayden Christofferson, the 5'8", 170-pound senior. And I'm confused because I didn't think that Bogus had run for a first down.
Yeah.
Because I thought he'd just gone 9.
I know.
Apparently they had, it was from the 44 to the 47, I thought. So I'm confused here. But anyhow, Bogus is going to rifle one out on the far side, and he'll get it out there, it looks to be to...
What is that? 80?
85, maybe? Who was that? 89. Okay, so that's 89. That's Griffin Lyons Bourget. And so just trying to figure out just a short gain to Bourget on that one. Gain of four. And now coming to the near side to Crawford. Crawford going to stay on his feet at about the 33-yard line for another McDonald first down.
And so that's where we've it looks like we're kind of transitioning our run game to like that short pass,
right,
that hitch. You know, it's pretty much like a run.
Yeah.
As long as the receiver playing on the other side doesn't hold.
And now Bogus is going to throw one into traffic, kind of a dangerous one. Gets
very
down
scary.
To Luke Anderson, his second catch of the night, and we'll see what kind of forward progress they give him.
I'd like to see Bogus settle down a little bit in the pocket. I don't think he's getting pressured, you know, quite as much as he's moving around and acting like he is. So.
And again, well, making completions here, and there's one snapped at his feet, and then he'll fling one over the other way, and
that time I'll give him credit. That was
through the hands of Bourget. Yeah,
that was a bit of a jailbreak there.
So. Yeah, Lyons Bourget dropping that one, but again, the Macs pretty quick to get to the line of scrimmage and give it another shot. And there's the low snap again, and Bogus out on the right side, and he gets it to Lyons Bourget, completed this time at about the 26-yard line. So, and again, they really have. This is a different look, I think. This is a very short passing game.
Yep, short passing game, and, you know, I mean, if we can't get 3, 4, or 5 yards of running it, we'll get it through the air. Doesn't take much time.
And so it creates a fourth down and short here for the Macs. And Bogus rolling to his left, looking. He's got a receiver, Crawford. Crawford at the 15, and he's out of bounds at about 11. Another McDonald first down, their third of the drive.
That was a great play by Nathan there. He felt a little pressure, rolled out to his left, right-handed, a little tougher throw. He was able to complete it.
All right, and so the Macs now with the first and 10 at about the 13-yard line. And the handoff right up the middle and pounding his way in for the touchdown.
There we go.
That is Hayden Christofferson, and the Macs go up in this game 12-6 with 7:48 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, so I guess we're passing a run now, and there was a lot of room right there. So, you know, lot of positive things happening on that drive.
For sure. And so a 13-yard score by Christofferson, just his second carry of the night unofficially, as he takes it to the house. And now how can we deal with the extra point here or the two-point conversion?
Well, it starts with a snap. Let's get a good snap here, guys. Or are we? No, we're going to.
Luke Anderson in the Wildcat is what the Macs will go with. Anderson in the Wildcat out of the pistol. Calls for the snap. Luke, good athlete, is going to look to run it in himself, and he's going to get in there for the two-point conversion. And Luke Oliver with his hands up to celebrate, and the Macs go out on top 14-6. We'll have the kickoff in a minute. When we return, it's the Macs 14 and Spring Valley 6. This is Macs Football on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Making a case that they belong. They belong in 11 player. They belong in the Dunn St. Croix in this conference opener, having won a non-conference game over Spooner and taking it on the chin against Regis. And, hey, 14-6, still a lot of time, though,
yes.
Seth. We're not even to the midway point of the second quarter yet.
Yeah, starting here, these kickoffs, they make me nervous.
Uh-huh. And there is the boot by Crawford, and it's going to be a squib kick to about the 10-yard line. And fielded there, Schmidt's going to get out to the 30 and be brought down about the 33-yard line by the max number 55 that time for McDonald. Brandon Wicken on the tackle, the 5'10", 170-pound junior. So 14-6 McDonald. You got to love it. 85-yard touchdown to Luke Anderson, and then also a 13-yard touchdown run by Hayden Christofferson. Two-point run by Anderson, giving the Max that 14-6 lead. Huge to get that extra, the two-point conversion.
It is.
All right, so first and 10, Spring Valley from their own 33, 67 yards from a score, trailing 14-6 to the Max on the road. Winger, handoff, and just a short gain.
Good job. And Noah Smisky, he was in the backfield that time, and he just kind of run past them.
And but, again, that's Asher Turner had just a six-yard run earlier and a gain of two on the play. So two carries for 8 yards for Turner, who sat out the first quarter. Second down and 8 from the 35. Again, Spring Valley chews up a lot of clock, but McDonald had a great fourth down stand against them at the 10 earlier, and then an interception in the red zone last drive. And then off the left side, Turner's going to burst out close to a first down, and there's some of why he had a lot of respect coming in, right, Seth?
Yeah, he hits a hole really fast right there, for sure. And they're getting a really good push up front.
Yeah, fast and strong, and so he went for, and they're going to say first down to the 43, so a gain of 8 there, and Spring Valley on the move. Great Northern in Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. All right, first and 10, Spring Valley. Mark that down as I can't remember if I marked that. That's maybe their seventh first down, sixth or seventh. Handoff off the left side and a short gain. And again, Turner, the workhorse, which we expected him to be, and that's what he was on the season coming in for Spring Valley.
And he, you know, like that play right there, Gavin got such a good push into the backfield that it just disrupted things. And then your linebacker, when he's coming in, he doesn't have just this wall of bodies coming right at him. He can actually get in there and make a play. So
gain of only one on the play, second and 9. And again, from the pistol, winger, backs both to the left and right of him. And the handoff, again, is going to go Asher Turner. And Turner carrying several McDonald Max for a couple of yards. But, again, good gang tackle by McDonald.
Yeah, they swarmed to the ball there. Good job, because I was almost like, oh, no, here we go again, just dragging a big mob of bodies 7 yards. But we were able to get him down there.
Hayden Christofferson, one of the tacklers in on the play, a gain of 2. It creates a 3rd and 7 for Spring Valley. Need to get to basically the McDonald 47, and so
yeah, we'd like to see 4th and long. So yeah,
so winger one back to his left and three receivers off to the right, and winger's going to run it himself and out to the midfield, the 45, still going out close to the 40-yard line. So a good run by winger on the play,
definitely, you know, and rightly so. We definitely sold out on the run there, and quarterback pulled it.
And so it was a run to the, we'll call it 12-yard run for winger, and another Spring Valley first down there, 8th of the night. McDonald has 3, and winger 3 carries for 13 yards on the evening. So from the McDonald 42, 4:45 left here in the first half, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with the call on WOGO Sports. Gavin Bovey and also Micah Bailey on our video team, and Trayton Hoym, our radio producer tonight. And the handoff, Asher Turner, and he'll get inside the McDonald 40 down to about the 36-yard line, a gain of 6 on first down. So he's just into the defense there.
Yeah, it's kind of the same old, nothing new.
Linings of Eau Claire is your local dealer for Boss, Pillows, Spartan Mowers, and UTVs. Visit their website today at liningsofeauclaire.com. liningsofeauclair.biz, liningsofeauclair.biz. From the 36 now, second and four. Spring Valley has had some drives stopped twice in the red zone tonight, so that's painful for them. And there's the handoff, Turner again off the left side. And again, Spring Valley plays what's much more conventional high school football, is running the ball. And I thought even in the piece this week, and I think it was a WEAU piece, where Luke Anderson is garnering the attention, because to have a receiver, a standout like Luke has been, and he continued that here tonight with the 85-yarder. So,
yeah, and it's just good old, it's smash mouth football. Like, they're not running counters or reverses or, you know, I mean, I think we saw one counter. But, I mean, it's nothing fancy. They're just kind of cramming it. Yeah.
Gain of just one on the play. So now a third down here for Spring Valley. 3:12 to go in the half. Max leading at 14-6, and this is going to be Schmidt on the far side, and Schmidt's going to work his way to the 26.
That just looked like it was going to be a dive or a blast with the fullback leading through, and he was able to bounce it outside.
So, boy, between the three of them, Turner 26 yards, but earlier Schmidt now up to 59 and Forster 53. And so the Max trying to stretch themselves to halftime, as now Spring Valley needing to get to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, we need something big here, you know, like a tackle for a loss, fumble.
I formation behind Winger, who's under center. Second runner through. This is going to be Schmidt again, so they're giving Turner a break, and Schmidt is going to power his way. Again, one of the things I appreciate on the score, they just don't have it tonight, is the ball on. And so sometimes as a broadcast, you can be looking, and I'm like, was it the 27 or the 26? But it's now the 21 or so.
Yep.
So another Spring Valley first down. That's their ninth.
And it's just the completely different teams and styles of offense here.
Right. So after a five, we'll give him a six on that one. So,
all right, right here.
Trying to stiffen just outside of the red zone, about the 21-yard line. And Winger, the handoff, Turner back in the game, and he's going to break his way all the way down close to inside the 5-yard line. So what a run by Asher Turner, his best run of the night. From the 21 down to, we'll see where they mark it, but inside the 5, at the 5, a 16-yard run for Turner, Spring Valley's 10th first down. And Turner already didn't even play till the second quarter, has 42 yards rushing.
That was a tough run. Very tough run, and he just kept his legs just driving. And,
but, again, inside of 2 minutes, and the McDonald defense looking to stiffen here. Coach Luke Oliver with his hands outstretched here a moment ago. Are we going to get a timeout? No? Okay, he just waited, going over to the sideline to talk to Coach Ryan Capping. So, all right, Winger under center. The I formation behind him, Turner the deep back. No, Turner the up back, and then Schmidt. Now we'll get a break in the action. We'll take a break. 96 seconds left in the first half. Max trying to keep Spring Valley out of the end zone. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Looking for an easy fall getaway the whole family will love? Make it a weekend at Metropolis Resort. Trade the chilly weather for slides and splashes at Chaos Water Park. Then head to Action City for arcade games, trampolines, and plenty more ways to play. And when you stay right at Metropolis Resort, all that fun is just steps from your room. Pack up the family and make a little more time for fun this fall. Plan your stay at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Yes, we're back, and first and goal from the 5. Spring Valley under center. Deep back, Turner, pitch out to him. He'll try to cut into the McDonald defense, and he gets in for the score to make it 14-12. McDonald by 2 with 1:32 left until halftime.
Yeah, it was just kind of a toss blast there. Not quite like a sweep, but yeah, once again, just enough room in there to make things happen.
So a 5-yard touchdown run for Asher Turner, and McDonald still leads it by 2. And now what will they do to try to presumably go for 2 to try to tie this thing?
Yeah, that's a huge, huge play here. I don't know if you run as good as 24 is running right now.
Yeah.
I think you got to give him the ball, but quarterback could pull it.
All right. 14-12 max as a winger under center, the deep back Turner. They'll hand it to him. He'll try to take it up the middle to get the 2-point conversion, and he gets in there to tie the game at 14. Back in a minute. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
14 apiece, 1:32 left in the half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Gavin Bovee, and also Micah Bailey, our video crew. Thanks to Troy and Hoyne back at our WOGO studio. If you want volleyball, Chahat at New Richmond, Caleb Swenson, and Carter Jager with that one tonight. And now to the near side, it's going to be running it all the way down the left sideline and finally knocked out of bounds after a fantastic return is Callan Johnson, the sophomore wide receiver, 5'10", 150 pounder. How about that return from Callan?
Yeah, really nice. I did see a flag hit the ground, so
okay.
I don't know what.
All the way into Spring Valley territory. Let's wait to call this.
I haven't seen any indication yet.
The max touchdown drive last time was 7. It's going to be against McDonald. And potential block by a hold or something. I've seen a couple of refs point the McDonald direction. Right now it's at the 43-yard line of Spring Valley with 1:24 left in the half. As we're approaching 8 o'clock at 7:52 in the evening. And they'll mark it off from the 43.
Okay, it was probably just a hold because it looks like they're only going back 5 yards.
Yeah. Oh, they went to the 49,
okay.
And now they're marking
never
it from
mind.
There. So, I guess in some way, so again, high school football penalties, yeah, it goes all the way to the 34.
Yeah.
So it really was 23 yards because from where they were, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how to really.
Yeah.
It's a 15-yard penalty from the infraction, so that's what we'll call it for the max. 25 yards on 3 penalties on the evening. And now McDonald taking over. And Bogus comes to the near side, and he's got a completion out for the third time tonight to Lyons Bourget. And he's become a target here. Griffin Lyons Bourget. He is a 6'1", 165-pound junior. Just, again, that short passing game. Not much doing on that one. No gain. And now Bogus kind of that side armor off to Crawford on the right side. And Crawford going to make some gain out of it as he gets across the 40 to close to the 43.
Yeah, good burst of speed there by Isaac. It was almost looking like maybe it was going to be a loss.
From the 34 and able to turn that one, we'll see where they mark it, the 41, a gain of 7. So 3 catches for 35 for Isaac on the night.
Big third down here. We'd like not to give him the ball back.
Third and 3. Need to get to the 44. And there's the pass, and it's going to be completed to Lyons Bourget again, and he's going to keep it going, the junior, to the 45-yard line and a McDonald first down.
Nice, solid game, I would have to say, by Bogus so far.
Yeah, and that one going from the 41, a gain of, I think we're looking at 14 in the play. We're back in half a minute. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Blue 24 set. Hike.
Team Fiber zips forward with full speed signal strength no matter what the distance. No match for 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. Oh, 5G misses the tackle with slow response time in peak hours and weak signals. Team Fiber races onto the 30, 20, 15. Satellite defense tries to keep up but can't with low speeds and weather interference. 24-7 fans cheer on with friendly local customer services. Fiber races on. Touchdown! Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals, custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. And our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Cardinal football tomorrow night, 6:35 pregame as the Cards look to go 3-0 against Menominee here on WOGO Sports.
Yeah, it would be really it'd be a big deal if we score here.
And there's one cross incomplete pass as Bogus going on the far side and not able to make it to Lions Bourget on that one.
And not necessarily on that play, but in this series, because they get the ball first in the they get the ball coming out at half, and a team that can control it like that, we don't want to be playing from behind.
Right. Minute left after the incompletion. Bogus from the pistol. And here comes the rush, and that's the first time he's sacked on the evening, and Spring Valley celebrating after the sack. And give credit to number 55 for the Cardinals that time, Oliver Henry, just a sophomore, 6'1", 180.
Looks like they came on a blitz that time, too. And blitzing again.
Rolling to his right, Bogus looking down the field. He's going to take it all the way to the 50, the 45, the almost the 40-yard line before he goes out of bounds. So after the sack loss, going backwards to, I don't know exactly where we would have, they say 5-yard loss.
Yeah.
And so, but he gained that and more back, depending on where they mark it. And so,
yeah, huge fourth down here.
Need to get to the 40, so a 4th and 5. Low snap, Bogus. He'll rifle it on the far side. He's all of a sudden, Lions Bourget has become a favorite receiver, and he's close to the first down.
I think if they give him forward progress there, we got it.
With 23.6 seconds left in the half, and waiting for the official call. No, it didn't.
Like...
He came close, so close.
Yep.
So, again, Griffin's Bourget, all of a sudden out of nowhere, he's got 5 catches. Got one for 4, 3, no gain, 14, and 5 more, but just short of the first down. So Spring Valley will take over on downs from the 36-yard line. And we'll see.
They just
They just took
there.
A knee. Yep. And that will do it for the first half. Well, what a first half we've had. Each team with 2 touchdowns, each team with 1 2-point conversion. And at intermission, it is Spring Valley at McDonald here in Dunn-St. Croix Conference action, tied at 14. We'll take a 3.5-minute break and return with our halftime conversation and some highlights. This is Max Football on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems.
Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard to reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Our score at the half, 14-14, Spring Valley and McDonald. Welcome to intermission. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with you here in the booth, along with Gavin Bovey and Micah Bailey and our radio producer, Trayton Heim, back at our WOGO studio. Volleyball going on tonight as well. Chi-High at New Richmond. Lady Cards off to a great start this season. Hey, Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin, Grace Home Respiratory. And leader, as you heard during the break, leadership, community, dedication, teamwork, Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls making you part of the team. We'll look forward to Victoria or Tori joining us color on some Chi-High volleyball later this fall. But right now, Seth Smisky, recapping the scoring in the first half. McDonald, an 85-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson. Looking forward to replaying that highlight. We both agree the play of the season, incredible. Oh, sure. Gave McDonald a 6-0 lead, not able to score the two-point conversion. Spring Valley struck back with 3:22 to go first quarter. A 28-yard touchdown run by sophomore Landon Forster. The two-pointer failed, tied at 6. Then McDonald with 7:48 to go in the first half. Got a 13-yard touchdown run from Hayden Christofferson. The two-point run from Luke Anderson made it 14-6. That drive, a lot of short passing, which it seemed like you could see Coach Oliver kind of working with the team those last couple of drives, trying to institute that as kind of a running game through the air, if you will.
Yeah, and we'll see if we'll be able to sustain that, because they were bringing pressure that time. They're blitzing one backer, two backers, so if we're going to throw the ball, they're going to pressure us.
And then Spring Valley, with 1:32 left in the half, gets the 5-yard touchdown run from Asher Turner. The two-point run from Turner as well, tying it at 14 here on WOGO Sports. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at PetersonVolker.com. That's PetersonVolker.com. And Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. How about some highlights from that first half? We certainly have some for you as we look forward to bringing them your way. Let's give it a listen. I think from Coach Capping that he wasn't going to play, but anyhow, so far not out there. And so Winger again from the pistol, got some protection. He's going to run it up the middle, and the Max are going to hold, and there's the great first stop of the game for the McDonald Max as they get the ball back. And a huge defensive stand early when Spring Valley got the ball, had that fourth down at the 10-yard line. McDonald's defense able to hold there. But then this is maybe the play of the season right here. Or maybe the first one, at Locum, maybe just a 2-yard gain, I think.
Yeah.
Now third down and five, the Max with the quick play, and they get it off to Anderson. And Anderson trying to find a seam in the defense, still on his feet. And whoa, what a move by Luke Anderson. The 30, the 35, the 40, Anderson can go. He's at 40, the 35, the 30. What a play, Luke Anderson taking it to the house. 85 yards for a Max touchdown.
Definitely the play of the season so far right there.
It certainly was, and wow, it was. Wait, if you didn't see it, you got to see the video.
Yes.
And an incredible play by Luke Anderson there to give the McDonald, put the Max on the scoreboard. Hey, they got on the scoreboard first even against Regis again. They lost 59-12, right? So, all right, here's more from this conference opener. Again, clock running at 10:40 to go, and again, chewing up a lot of clock. McDonald trying to. Did have the big play earlier to Anderson. Play of the season, we've decided in the booth. Rolling right, Winger. He'll fire one, and it's almost intercepted, and it is by the Max. And what a great job, Isaac Crawford initially, and then captured in the air by Lewiston Locomon for the interception for McDonald. Here for the Max, and Bogus rolling to his left, looking. He's got a receiver, Crawford. Crawford, the 15, and he's out of bounds at about 11. Another McDonald first down, their third of the drive.
That was a great play by Nathan there. He felt a little pressure, rolled out to his left, right-handed, a little tougher throw. He was able to complete it.
All right, and so the Max now with the first and 10 at about the 13-yard line. And the handoff right up the middle and pounding his way in for the touchdown.
There we go.
That is Hayden Christopherson, and the Max go up in this game 12-6 with 7:48 to go here in the second quarter. Max will go with Anderson and the Wildcat out of the pistol. Calls for the snap. Luke, good athlete, is going to look to run it in himself, and he's going to get in there for the two-point conversion. And Luke Oliver with his hands up to celebrate, and the Max go out on top, 14-6. And those are your highlights from half number one, in which we're tied at 14. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports. When we come back, some of the other big games of the weekend and try to get you updated on what's going on with volleyball as well. This is Max Football on a Thursday night on WOGO Sports. Back in 3.5 minutes.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Championship level athletes hold themselves to the highest standards. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they're committed to the highest standard of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in West Wisconsin. From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine stands ready to serve you with locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com.
Red Cedar announces the 46th annual Punky Maynard Challenge of Champions, September 25th and 26th. Open at 5, racing at 7.
Watch 5 different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed. Thousands of dollars awarded at one of the area's most historic and prestigious racing events.
Family-friendly entertainment since 1973. Admission available online at redcedarspeedway.com or at the gates. Kids 12 and under are free.
At Royal Credit Union, we know everybody saves a little differently. Maybe you want your money to grow but stay within reach. Maybe you want saving to be part of your everyday spending. Or maybe you're growing money you won't need for a while. Whatever you're saving for, Royal can help you reach your financial goals with a high-yield savings account, money market, certificate, and more. Find your savings fit at rcu.org/saver. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. At Aspirus Health, we see how life takes you on a few unexpected twists and turns, and how you need a neighbor who's here for you. Our emergency department in Chippewa Falls will soon be open to see you, whenever you can't wait to be seen. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Gavin Bovey, Micah Bailey, our video production crew, as we're ticking down the second half, and again, halftime, I should say, and again, Spring Valley off to our left, but the map's not in sight in a 14-14 game. It's been a whale of a game.
It has been a really good game here so far. This drive coming out of halftime, the defense, it... We got to get a stop here because I think things kind of they're not in our favor if they go down and score just because of the way they can control the ball and pound it and just methodically work it down the field. So coming out here, getting a stop is going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm concerned about McDonald, the tiredness of the defense as the game goes along. And again, the ground attack, I mean, we saw, Asher Turner being able to come back, didn't play that first quarter. They've got a three-headed backfield. That's all very impressive. There's no question. And that's the bulk of their offense. There's not a lot through the air. McDonald, again, I respect this passing offense. Luke Anderson is capable of some magical things and what Nathan Bogus can do. But I think what concerns me is if McDonald, you know, that chewing up the clock, although, again, respect to the short passing game that they showed the ability to do. And it's very New England Patriot-like. Brady loved to do that, you know?
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, if we can get some good snaps and Nathan has just a little time to throw, you know, and if they keep blitzing the backers like that, you know, things should soften up over the middle, too.
And I think, too, you know, you think about all the seniors that McDonald lost, only seven seniors for both of these teams, but a lot of respect for McDonald in terms of entering into 11 player. I mean, you come out of 8 player, and that doesn't happen a lot, right? And,
and so
to come back, and however this game turns out, very respectable first half.
Yeah, for sure.
For Spring Valley, a team that had beat the Tech last, but the week before, I mean, when you played Durand, I mean, Durand's been very good in football.
Yeah, yep.
And you know that they've got, you know, a bigger population, so.
Yep.
So that was really, to me, that was kind of Spring Valley going, all right, listen, we're going to get it in week one, but.
No. Yeah. Yeah, kind of similar.
Kind of what McDonald did with Regis.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
All right. Well, also, we want to let you know that propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. And in case you missed it earlier, independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the very fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that's always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. All right. Well, it's a doubleheader tonight because we've got volleyball going on as well as it's Chi-High and New Richmond in volleyball as Caleb Swenson and Carter Jagger made the journey there. And just trying to check out the scene there at New Richmond and see where they're at. That was a 7 o'clock start as we had here this evening as well. And again, it's 1-1 in the third, actually. So Chippewa Falls at 10-2, New Richmond 9-1. And best I can ascertain from that, I think each one has maybe won a set so far, if you will.
Yep.
A game so far. And so, yeah, that's some exciting volleyball action going on our other WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And it's so Chi-High's ahead 14-8 with, again, the third and deciding. I think it's three. I think you, is it two out of three? I'm going to say it's, I'm questioning myself if it's three out of five.
Three out of five.
Yeah, maybe three out of five. And so right now, one apiece, but Chi-High with a nice 6-point advantage right now. So, because I haven't been back doing volleyball yet, but some great action going on there for sure. And so I better pay attention here to the football, but we'll keep you posted on the volleyball there as well. So, again, inside of a minute on the clock, 14, and you're remembering that McDonald got the ball to start the game. So Spring Valley, this is a huge drive to start this second half.
It is. It is. It's huge. You know, if it's a 50-50 game right now at this moment, I think if they score, it's a 60-40 game.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, a year ago I went to your grandma's birthday party, and she just recently turned 106. Isn't that right?
She did. Yep. Yep. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be at the party, but she had a big party and. She
and give me her name again.
Eileen.
Eileen. I was going to say Eileen Smisky. She's an amazing woman.
Yep. 106. So
106.
Yep.
I know. I know. Last year at the 105th, I think I even got some cake. But I mean, she's very sharp still. She was.
Oh
very
sharp. Yeah, for sure. She got an award too. I think from like the city council.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very neat.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, before we get you back to action at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their terrific team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support McDonald Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry. All right. Let's get ready for some second half action as the Max Isaac Crawford's going to be kicking it off here. And so we better get ready to capture all the exciting highlights for you. As we heard them, but now let's be ready to record them again. And just a little horn to kind of wake us up and remind us that the second half's about ready to start. Okay. And Isaac Crawford on the boot, and here we go. And a squib kick and stay in bounds, and it goes out of bounds. So they'll get it all the way out of the 35-yard line. The Max get penalized 15 yards on that one.
That's not the worst thing. I don't think they've gotten. I think they've been past the 35 every kick. So
I could have done a better job in giving you stats there in the first half, and just let you know that again for the Max, Christofferson 2 carries, 16 yards and a touchdown. Bogus 3 carries for 20 yards. Also 4 carries for 7 yards for Noah Smisky early. Turner 47, 53 for Forster, and 65 for Schmidt. Winger 3 carries for 13 for Spring Valley. Very little through the air. One for three with an interception. 1 for 3 for 9 yards. All right, from their own 35-yard line, Spring Valley, as we get started here in half number two. And again, all the rain earlier, but beautiful weather really it turned out to be for this football game here tonight. So lone running back is Turner, and they'll take it off the left side and pound his way into the McDonald defense for a short game of 2 or 3. And
you know, that's we thought it was going to be a short game, but he doesn't stop. He does not stop.
No, he looked stopped at about 3 yards, but now they are going to stop it there.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
So 3 yard gain for he's up to 50 yards now on the night. So second down and 7. And from the pistol, it'll be Winger. High snap, and he'll hand it off. And pounding Turner again past the 40, and McDonald just a sea of blue shirts all over him. including number two, Locomone, there on the tackle, and a gain of three more. So third and four now for Spring Valley.
Nolan Geisler coming in the game, linebacker. Jack had to come out, and looks like he's getting some helmet work done.
Third down and four for Spring Valley as they go left to right. Winger again from the pistol formation. Two running backs behind him, left and right. One receiver to each side. Max careful not to be drawn outside. Winger takes it himself, and he's going to be greeted for a one-yard loss. And how about that MAC defense that time?
Yeah, they were in there in a hurry, and a little bit of a bobble on the snap, but I don't know if it would have mattered whether it was a bobble or not. We were in there.
And I saw Noah Smisky, but also good job by McDonald, number 59, Colton Meyer, the junior, 5'11", 190-pounder. So a loss of one on the play. And it's a fourth and five now for Spring Valley. And they're going to go into punting formation, and that is Winger himself, the quarterback. So be careful about it. And the flag is thrown. And the illegal procedure against Spring Valley, so another five-yarder. And they will walk that off. So Spring Valley with 20 yards in penalty to 40 for the MAC so far on the evening. GFL Environmental Services offers local services to meet the needs of the Chippewa Valley, from residential curbside service, roll-off dumpsters, bulk pickups, and drop-off locations in Chippewa Falls, Thorpe, Medford, and Roberts. GFL has a service to meet all your needs. Well, fourth down and 10 now, and so, again, Winger in the punting formation. I don't think they're going to try any trick play, and this is not a good punt.
No, get out of the way.
And, yes, get out of the way. It bounces in McDonald territory, and then takes a Spring Valley roll to about the 40, inside the 40 to the 39, where McDonald will take over first and 10, 61 yards from pay dirt here on WOGO Sports. All right, so McDonald will take over first and 10 with Bogus, and again, not a lot of running game to speak of. It's been pretty minimal. They tried Noah Smisky early. Christofferson did have a 13-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, and that was after we threw our way down the field. It softened up a little bit. But we'll see. We'll see if they keep blitzing these linebackers, maybe like an outside run something over
but
the middle.
We should celebrate because you talked about the importance of that first drive, and the MAC defense held it. They didn't even get a first down.
Yeah, they checked that box. So
yep, they did.
Here we go.
All right, Christofferson in the backfield with Bogus. He's going to fling one out to the right side. He's got Crawford. Crawford past the 40. He's still on his feet out to about the 42-yard line. Again, you know, Luke Anderson justifiably gets all the attention, but Crawford can be dangerous, too, at that other receiver spot.
Yeah, I know. He's shifty as it gets, so he's got a great burst of speed.
And he's got four catches for 38 yards on the night after that one. And there's a handoff and a very short, you know, a loss on the play here.
Yeah,
for McDonald.
Nothing doing there.
Christofferson on the loss. Back to the 40 after they were out to the 42. So third down and nine. And Bogus is going to heave one on the left side. He's got Anderson out in front. Anderson's going to take it to the house and score. And the MAC lead this game 20-14. Luke Anderson does it again from Nathan Bogus.
Yeah, just Luke had two steps on him, and Bogus was able to put it on him that time. You know,
he sure did.
Yep. It wasn't underthrown. It was there. Hit him in stride.
It was a thing of beauty.
It was.
And he, wow, I mean, six touchdowns on the season. He was averaging coming in 27 yards per catch, and that one goes for 60 more. This is like John Hadle to Harold Jackson in the 1970s. I'm remembering my kid's sports mind. Wow.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 49 yards through the air. And Bogus now looking to get there himself, and he's not going to be able to get the two-point conversion. We'll take a break. When we come back, the MAC kicking off after a 60-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson, his sixth of the season. This is McDonald Football on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
60-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson. Two-pointer failed. Max lead it. And there's the boot, and it's going to go into the end zone. And first and 10 from the 20 for Spring Valley. But Luke Anderson, three catches, 149 yards, and two more touchdowns.
Yeah, great, great.
Gaudy numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, tonight he's averaging 50 yards a catch. Wow.
No.
He's going to stand out statistically. And
he
wow,
is.
He's
he
ripping
is.
It up.
Really good kick there. That's exactly what we need. And, you know, you talk about those older players. My father-in-law would probably know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, that's – I'm just remembering some highlights back in the day. The Packers then traded for John Hadle after this, and, yeah, it wasn't the same. All right, there's the handoff on the left side, and this is going to be a five-yard run for Landon Forster. So Forster had a lot more action before Asher Turner got on the field, and a gain of five or six on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure who made the tackle there, but that was maybe touchdown saving. That was good.
Second down and four for Spring Valley from the their own 26-yard line. Winger with Forster and Turner, and he'll get it to Forster again, trying to maybe catch McDonald by surprise, and a three-yard run out to the 29. And Meyer on the tackle for the Max.
You know, Spring Valley, it seems like they get stronger as they go on these drives. So I think it would really benefit us to stop them, you know.
Looks like the Max won the second contest. I should say the Cards won the second contest against New Richmond, so lead that 2-1 now at New Richmond over the Tigers. Handoff on the far side after the previous gain of just two, not three, and then it's Forster for the third straight time on the handoff, and he's going to get the first down past the 30.
Yeah, good. I mean, it was a good play. Just, you know, unfortunately, they didn't need much there. That's where, like, a nice negative play and, you know, third and long.
I'm trying to go binoculars, glasses, and it's quite the routine here. But from the 31-yard line, first and 10 for Spring Valley, winger under center. And the handoff, Forster on the far side, or was it Turner
this
time?
There we go.
And they kind of fooled me that time.
They did me too, so don't ask me what... what exactly went on?
I think Forster had got it the three previous times.
Okay.
Who was the ball carrier? Who was the ball carrier? Okay. All right. Well, apparently they're saying Forster did have it, so I don't know.
I went with the fake.
Yeah, right. Four straight times Forster, and now they switch it up to Turner, and they do a great job on him. And the Max defense really stepping up here the run.
It looks different. Not sure if it's they made some defensive adjustments. We got two coaches in the booth next to us really keeping an eye on things. I don't know if they saw something.
I was concerned if the Max defense was going to be tired, but they seem to be stepping it up. And I don't know, a gain of one on the play for Turner.
You know, and we got a decent rotation at D-line, so I think that helps.
Third down and nine for Spring Valley from their own 32-yard line, 68 yards from a score. A winger in the pistol, split backfield behind him. Forster on the near side, Turner on the far side. Back to pass, he'll rifle it across. End up complete and nearly intercepted by a diving Isaac Crawford. And that intended that time for Jake Hannock. Again, the 5'10 pounder had just one catch, the only catch of the night from winger. and it's fourth down. And I got to say, if you got to have the pass-heavy McDonald versus the run-heavy Spring Valley, I think I would opt for the Max in terms of what you can come from behind with that offense.
Yeah, for sure.
It is certainly noteworthy to say, hey, if you want to chew up the clock with the lead, but now fourth and nine, and now a punting for Winger, and they almost got in there.
Almost.
Luke Anderson, actually. And then it's going to be taken at the 37 by Crawford. So first and 10, McDonald, 6:15 to go here in this third quarter. And the Mac's not messing around. It's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Well, we got a ball game on our hands, the middle of the third quarter, and the Macs lead this thing 20-14, and they've passed the first two tests here of the second half. That initial possession, and that time gave up one first down, but only one.
Yeah.
They have stiffened and improved from the first half.
Like I say, I haven't been able to tell if they're doing something different or what it is, but whatever it is, keep doing it.
There you go. From the 37 now, 63 yards from a score for the Macs. Low snap, Bogus. And it's going to be Anderson out of there. The 40 is spinning his way to about the 42 or 43. So Luke Anderson out of the Wildcat that time for McDonald.
And really going with tempo here.
And Luke had only run that out of the two-point conversion earlier. Now we come back to Bogus. And Bogus on the far side completes it out. It looked to be 83.
Yeah, that couldn't have... I don't think we gained more than a yard or two on that pass. Long pass, but just not much forward.
Was that Lyons Bourget?
Yes.
89?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and they love the quick offense, and now Bogus trouble with the snap again. He's going to run it. Unbelievable. Then the ball popped free, and it's out there, and the Max may have recovered it at about the 45-yard line.
I think we did. Yep, we recovered it. It looked like when he hit the ground, the ball popped out.
And Bogus may be in a little bit of pain.
He probably got the wind knocked out of him by that ball, maybe.
You know, the Macs have such a fast offense, it's hard to write the stats down. And so Bogus is going to check out of the game briefly. And so Luke Anderson did have the initial run of about 5 yards. And then there was the pass to Lyons Bourget of about two.
So they're saying he was down there when the ball came out, which would have been good if they would have recovered it.
So that means they didn't even, or it is a first down, though.
But they are giving him the first.
Okay. Remember what the, so he got a short game. So Bogus then was able to run.
Probably, five?
Five or so? Okay.
Yep.
And so he's got 25 yards rushing on the night and a McDonald first down there, fifth of the evening. And here's the... run again. Luke Anderson out of the Wildcat from the 47 gets it across midfield and a gain of 6 for Anderson. And that's, again, if that's going to be, you know, that's reminiscent of what the Macs did some during the 8-player era.
Yeah, yep. So. And right there, they blitzed. We were able to get to that second level and there's room.
Yep. So Anderson again calling for it with Bogus on the sideline right now. And again, pretty much knowing that if he's going to get it, he's going to run it out of that Wildcat. And does work hard to get his way back to that original line of scrimmage and create a third down and four from the 47 of Spring Valley. So the Macs very quick. It's a hurry-up offense is something Luke Oliver seems to believe in with, again, Anderson.
I think Anderson's tired right now.
Okay, Parker Lindberg.
Get up.
There's the pass completed to Crawford, the 45, the 40. Crawford off. Touchdown, Isaac Crawford on the pass from Erkenberg, and McDonald grabs a 26-14 lead.
You know, it was impressive, the whole thing, but the blocking downfield by the two wide receivers on that side was fantastic.
47 yards to the house, and the Macs grab a 26-14 lead. And Parker Lindenberg, the sophomore quarterback, comes in, the 5'8", 140-pounder, and he got it to Crawford. There we go. That's what I was saying, that as good as Anderson is, Crawford can work magic as well. Here we go on the two-point conversion. And Lindenberg from the pistol. And then he fumbled it. And that, of course, is recovered in the end zone. But Smitsky on the carry.
You know.
Okay, 26-14. We'll take a break. 4:14 left in the third. The Max with the 12-point lead over Spring Valley. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Wow, Parker Lindenberg to Isaac Crawford, and Crawford made it happen. And now the kickoff. And on the far side, there's the return from Schmidt out to about the 35-yard line where Spring Valley will take over. Well, here's the thing. You fall behind. If you're a run-heavy team, it's a lot harder to come. It takes you a lot longer to score.
Yeah, yep. Now I would say this really benefits us because passing hasn't been great for them, and they – you know, they're more of a chunk, you know, five to 8 yards. So, this definitely benefits us for sure.
So Lindenberg had two passes there, and the second one goes for 47 yards and a touchdown. And I think he had a completion on the first one, too. So, all right. Winger, Mason Winger, the senior quarterback. They will stick to the ground, and they're all over Turner, Asher Turner, and great gang tackling on him. And one of the guys there, very fired up, is...
That's 62?
Yeah, it's Sokup. Uriah Matthews. Yep. Uriah Matthews on there.
Yeah, getting in there, making a play. I love it when the D-line gets in there, and it's just, obvious, like, he did it.
Right. And they are fired up right now, again, concerned about weariness because they were on the field for so much of the first half, but shaking that off now. And there's a flag thrown before.
All right.
Interesting. Wow. That happened in a hurry for Spring Valley. And 25 yards and penalties now for them on the night. Chahai tied with New Richmond 8-8 in volleyball on our other WOGO Sports YouTube channel this evening. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the very absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. All right, so second and 15 now for Spring Valley, down by 12 as the Max have outscored them. In this third quarter, 12-0, and incomplete the pass from Winger out on the far side.
Yeah, that time the pass was just behind him. And, you know, that third down where they did the pass, and, you know, it went right through the kid's hands, or Spring Valley. But in the kid's defense, they don't get a lot of balls thrown their way, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. And, again, it's early in the season, and they had not thrown a lot coming into this game.
Oh, you're...
26-14, Max by 12, 3:14 left in the third here from DeRay. Home against the Elmwood Plum City next Friday night. We'll have a doubleheader that night as we cover Chahai as well. And they're chasing Winger, and the incomplete pass on the near side again. And the Max are fired up as it goes to 4th and 15.
You can tell that defense, they're feeling it right now. They are fired up. Almost got a sack there. But
so now the question would become, a lot of teams, when they get the ball back up by 12, you just really chew the clock. So we'll see what they do.
No, I think we keep the foot on the gas. We get up by three scores against this offense. Things are looking really good.
So it's 4th and 15, and for the third time this half, Winger to punt for Spring Valley. Max leading it by 12. Two long touchdown passes in the second half, a 60-yarder to Luke Anderson, a 47-yarder to Isaac Crawford, and there's Crawford catching it at the 40. But I love seeing Crawford get into it as well, because he's got that. I'd seen his ability as a sophomore, as a backup running back to Dawson Moulton, and knew what he was capable of. And so that was a tremendous, probably one of the great touchdowns of his varsity football career.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, Isaac's been around for a while. We've been talking about him for a while.
Right. And he showed the speed right there that we've seen before. Yeah. So,
but just little things like handling that punt right there, you know, just such a big deal.
But I think you can see the way he's matured too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, which is great. All right, from the 40-yard line now, 3:04 left in the third. And Vargas is back into the game, and there's the handoff, Christofferson, and he's going to go up the middle, the 50, the 45, the 40, Hayden Christofferson, a 20-yard first down run.
Great, great play, and that was just like the perfect call, because they blitzed the middle, so the middle was open. He went to the left, and he was able to cut it back to the middle, and there was nobody there.
Huh. So a 20-yard run for Christofferson, and then they'll give him another carry. And they didn't give him a chance to catch his breath, did they?
No, and that's what this offense is about. Those defensive linemen, you can see they're sucking some wind right now.
Well, the Macs chewing up some clock here. Second and 7 now. Low snap to Bogus. He'll get it off on the near side to Crawford. Crawford, they're going to keep their eye on him now as he gets 3 on the play, and he's tackled by number 3, Mason Winger, out there, the quarterback playing defensive back. Gain of 3 on the play to Crawford that time. And he had the 47-yarder earlier, and there's one.
Get upfield.
And he's going to turn it upfield and bounce his way, and that's going to be Lions Bourget again down inside the 25-yard line for McDonald.
He's having a really solid night.
He's
caught most of the balls that have been thrown at him, if not all of them. So just good solid night.
Yeah, and another reception for him there. And there's the handoff. Christofferson going to Smiski, actually. The line to the 24 as McDonald just got their 6th first down a short time ago.
Not a lot happening on that one.
Again, speed of McDonald's no huddle offense, and I know the defense. I'm tested by it as well, and so that lots to ask Coach Luke Galler about in the postgame, and there's the pass incomplete over here in the corner. So I'm still back a couple of plays trying to come up with the stats on how long the pass to Lions Bourget was. If there's a way to try to tally that, I almost have to guess, like 7 or so. So.
And then, that one just over the wrong shoulder, kind of. If he would have threw it on the inside shoulder, probably a touchdown there.
So Bogus already with 17 attempts on the night. Off on the left side to Crawford. Crawford, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. Isaac Crawford is going to dive into the end zone. Touchdown, right. McDonald, and it's a 32-14 lead. Crawford, second touchdown in a row.
Same play he scored on the last time. And once again, outstanding blocking by those wide receivers. Great, great blocking.
Wow. Again, Isaac, we talked about it. I feel like a prophet. I mentioned, like, I know Anderson getting a lot of that attention, but, wow, Isaac Crawford. And this is going to be a test for the teams in the Dunn St. Croix. How do you defend these two outstanding receivers, and with Bogus able to have that feathery touch, huh?
Yeah, and you know what's really cool to see right now is it's kind of like we're finding our identity a little bit, you know? Is this what we can be here?
32-14 late in the quarter, and the 2-point conversion on the far side is good. And give me a
Luke
Anderson taking it in.
Yep, out of the wild.
We got a 1 minute break. 1:17 left in the third. It's all McDonald. 34-14 over Spring Valley on WDOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
4-14 McDonald skunking Spring Valley 20-0 in the second half. Spring Valley has struggled to get a first down even. And now the return by Schmidt on the far side, the 35, the 40, the 45, all the way to midfield before he's finally tackled. And McDonald again, Chahai volleyball, Cards leading 2-1 in the fourth game, and New Richmond leading that one 17-15 on their way to 25. So if you need to go to the fifth, of course, that one only to 15 rather than 25. But into McDonald territory, 34-14. Again, the Max defense, I mean, just offense and defense have both been incredibly.
They're fired up right now, and they're having fun. This is when football is just the greatest game, you know. It's just so fun when everybody's fired up, having a good time.
For sure. And there's a running play by Spring Valley. That is their bread and butter. And Asher Turner takes it from the 49 to the 45. But they're down by 20 points here, Seth. So running is chewing up the clock, but that's what they know.
Yep. And Grant Sokup made the stop on that play, but we'd like to see him keep his pads a little lower because he caught the runner and fell backward.
Yeah.
He was there. Everything was right.
So now from the pistol winger, he fakes it. He's going to heave one down the field. He's got an open receiver out in front. He got it to him, and he's going to take it in for the six. And just like that, it's a 34-20 game as number seven, Jake Hanick, getting the touchdown.
Yeah, blown coverage on that. There was nobody around him, all by himself.
45-yard completion to Hanick here late in the quarter. And Hanick with two catches for 54. Those are the only two receptions for Spring Valley in the night. But Spring Valley showing, hey, we can do something through the air as well.
Showing some resiliency. And let's stop this 2 point. That'll be big.
Their commitment to the run really setting that up. All right, winger under center, and a flag is thrown before they get the playoff, and it's going to be against McDonald. Coach Oliver confused by that. And so 27 seconds left in the period. So you take it from the 3-yard line and move it a little bit closer, and all the more likely they're going to run the ball.
Oh, for sure. And they don't need any help.
No.
You mean get more reps tomorrow? To practice for next week?
So, again, a 45-yard touchdown pass to Hanick a moment ago. And now the 2-point conversion, 34-20 McDonald. Handoff, Turner. And he is able to have no indication. He did not get in. And Coach Allen, and now they finally say he did. They finally say he did. So 34-22, we'll have the kickoff in a minute. This is Max Football in WOGO Sports.
Something big is getting closer at Metropolis Resort. Our 50,000 square foot Action City expansion is taking shape, and the first new attractions are set to open later this fall. Race around a brand new indoor go-kart track, take on the twists of our indoor spin coaster, brave the new drop tower, and put your skills to the test on indoor mini golf. It's all coming later this fall with even more fun still ahead. Follow the progress at MetropolisResort.com.
MetropolisResort.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
27 seconds of the third quarter. McDonald leading it 34-22. There's the boot from Mason Winger, the quarterback and kicker, and McDonald out with it. Luke Anderson running it to the near side. Actually, change that. Actually, number six is Colton Callen Johnson. Callen, the sophomore, had his hands on it a couple of times tonight. And so now 19.7 seconds left in the third quarter. So what's the thought, Seth, coming out of that latest development? 34-22 now is Spring Valley showing some passing ability.
Yeah, I think we got to keep doing what's working right now. I don't think we want to give them the ball back. I didn't want to, you know, I mean, they scored fairly quickly.
So Bogus from the shotgun. He'll take it. Handoff, Christofferson up the middle. And, basically the line of scrimmage is going to do it for the third quarter. So, before we say goodbye to this quarter, let me tell you that River Country Co-op reminds you to support McDonald Athletics by fueling up at the Senex Spirit Pumps. Percentage of every sale goes towards the athletic programs in our local school. Stop at any of their 15 terrific Senex locations. River Country Co-op. All right, back with the fourth quarter in half a minute. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
All right, to the fourth quarter we go. McDonald with the ball up 12, 34-22. But Spring Valley just struck a short time ago on a 45-yard touchdown pass. They are predominantly a running team, and so we'll see McDonald predominantly a passing team. We've seen some adjustments making this more of a ball control passing game.
Mm-hmm. And it definitely would have been so nice if we could have got at least two or three more minutes off the clock before they scored.
But how about in that third quarter, three touchdowns, the first one to Luke Anderson, the next two to Crawford. Anderson's of 60 yards and Crawford's of 47 and 24. Bogus back to pass, and it's almost intercepted in the hands of a Spring Valley defender, and he could not hold on.
We were very fortunate for sure that changes the game big time right there.
Yep, and that was number 10, Maverick Marco. Could not have a sophomore.
But he had him. He had Luke on a slant.
And now Bogus off on the near side to Crawford again. The 40-yard line, and he'll go out of bounds about the 42 or so.
Yeah, they're not going to let us get away with that play so easily.
And so, from the 36 gain of six on the play to Crawford, and he's got 94 yards unofficially on the night. And now rolling to his left, Bogus looking down the field, racing, and he's going to go out of bounds about what was the line of scrimmage. No, scratch that, Crawford. I forgot the 24. He had 112, and that was a touchdown. And then he also had the other six, so 118 for Crawford. So he and Anderson are both over 100 on the night. So Bogus basically no gain on the play, and it creates a...
That's first down turn of...
Yeah, so that was fourth down. There, all right, so from the 41-yard line, so that was a oof.
And that was super fast. So
right. Well, that's the thing about being able to chew up the clock. They want to develop the running game more, but, again, still a lot of time, and now Spring Valley, we'll see how they look to answer here.
I think, our defense, let's stay up-tempo. Let's not drop our heads. Let's keep fighting here.
Coach Ryan Capping, Spring Valley Cardinals, came to fight as well from the 41. Winger, the senior quarterback, back to pass. Here comes the rush after him. Rolling to the right, he'll fire and nearly intercepted on the far sideline. Anderson not able to rope it in. Incomplete.
Yeah. Gavin getting some good pressure up the middle there, and then the defensive end applying some pressure from the outside.
Well, as we close in on 9 o'clock at 8:52, and again, wow, Chi High and New Richmond in volleyball at 23-22 in the fourth game, with Chi High leading it 2-1 in the match. And so a lot of excitement on our other WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And they hand off to Turner, and they're all over him, and a great job on Turner, and they smother him for no gain or possibly a loss, and Noah Smiski among the tacklers there.
Yeah, he got in there first, and then he had some help.
1 yard gain to Turner. He's got 61 on the night. He did not play the first quarter. Third and nine now for the Cardinals. The clock, what I like here about them running is run that clock. Get that sand through the hourglass.
Yes.
So are the games of our lives. Okay. Third and nine. Winger from the pistol. One back. Turner, he's going to rifle one, and he's got his receiver and complete for a first down. And that is completed to Jake Cotton. First catch of the night for Cotton.
Yeah, once again.
Sophomore.
Yeah, just kind of sitting down, finding that soft spot.
Yep.
That's enough for a first down.
But Winger, a big, strong guy, and he's able to gun it out there and get it there for 12. And so 12th first down. And so, again, Spring Valley on the move at the McDonald 28. Clock ticking at 10:23 to go. McDonald up by 12. Winger's going to gun one for the end zone. He's got his receiver, and it's caught. And just like that, it's a 34-28 game as they creep within six with 10:15 to go.
Well, I guess they can throw two, and I wasn't banking on that. So, yeah, how quickly things can change.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, from 28 yards out. And now they go for two, and again, they successfully got it. McDonald struggled at that, 34-28, and now Winger to try to pull him within four. Winger rolling to his right. He'll pass one incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver on the right side, and not to be, as that receiver, Forster, upset with himself. We're back in a minute, 10:15 to go in the fourth. We got a ball game, 34-28, Max up six on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Game after McDonald had three touchdowns and 20 points in the third. Spring Valley comes back with two touchdowns here, and the latest a 28-yarder to Schmidt, and there's the return by the Max, and that is Sean Wagner, the junior, 5'9", 140-pounder, who got that one out past the 35. And so the latest touchdown here for Spring Valley, write them all down. It's a crazy. They had the late third quarter, and now this one in the fourth. With, about 10:14 to go. And Spring Valley, another 28-yard TD pass, as my writing is very messy, to Schmidt. And they missed the two and makes it 34-28. All right, the Max now at the line of scrimmage. From the pistol, out of there, it's Luke Anderson. And that's one of the ways they're going to try to do a running attack. Again, Luke, we talked about his dimension, 6'2", 205. Problem is, I mean, that they know he's not going to, he is going to run it when he's in that wildcat.
Yep.
And so a 1 yard gain for Anderson. Again, he's run for 12 yards out of that in the second half. That's five carries for 12 yards. And now a second and nine, and he'll stay there. With two receivers to the right, and they come blitzing him, and Anderson trying to dodge, and now he's going to come to the near side, stiff arm, gets to the 40, tries to do some shake and bake to about the 43, and he'll get pushed out, so a gain of four on the play from the talented Luke Anderson.
Yeah, for how fast they were through there and on him to get 4 yards on the play was pretty incredible.
It was.
So let's see if they'll keep him. No, we're going to throw the ball here.
So Third down and 5. They need to get to the 48 from the 43. And Bogus in there. Low snap. Rolling out of there to his left. Spin move. He looks like he's going to run it himself. The 40, the 45, and he is close to the first down. Slides out close to it.
It's going
to
be close.
I don't know.
I don't think he got it.
Stops the clock with 8:54 left in regulation.
That official standing
there.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Spot,
no,
not even
that's
close.
Not a good mark. So no. Fourth and 1, he gained 4 on the play. Bogus, 29 yards rushing on the night, unofficially.
And well, if we're going to go for it, this is huge right here.
Well, what does McDonald have a short yardage rushing? They're putting Crawford back to punt, so they're going to play field position and not want to give Spring Valley the ball. And a timeout, McDonald. They want to talk about it. We will as well. We'll take a break. 8:52 left. A lot of drama still unfolding. Max by 6. Spring Valley charging on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
My apologies, I don't know. We thought we took a break for a minute. There was a short timeout. Noah Smisky runs it, and he gets the first down. A 2-yard run for Noah Smisky, and a huge first down for the Max, who keep the football. And so Smisky on the night, his first carry of the second half, 5 carries for 9 yards, and a huge first down for McDonald, just their 7th of the evening, to their own 49. And now Bogus will take over at quarterback after that play, but... great run by Noah.
Yeah, and he's a long, long dude, so he was just able to stretch his whole body out and get that first down, barely.
And calling for it, and there's the handoff. Smisky again, the 45, the 40, and he's still on his feet, the 35, and Smisky pounds it all the way down to the 34-yard line. Noah Smisky, the 5'11", 170-pound junior for McDonald.
Yeah, running some bodies over and just going right there. He's fired up. Tough running there.
Yeah. And so another first down as Smisky just pounding it that time from the 49 all the way down to the 34, a run of 17. And they're going to pound it again. Again, this is huge because able to chew up some clock.
Mm-hmm. Christofferson
this time after Smisky goes for... 17 on the previous carry, and Christofferson that time from the 34. We'll see where they mark it, maybe just a yard on the play to the 33. And Chahai unfortunately lost the fourth game at New Richmond, and now they're getting cleaned up in the fifth contest, 6-0, and this is only to 15 on our other WOGO Sports YouTube channel. All right, Bogus in the pistol. He'll take it. Here comes the pass rush on him, trying to shake free, and here comes a heavy pass rush, and he's going to carry it himself all the way to about the a bit of a loss on the play from the.
Yeah, there was, I think we held on that play.
Yeah,
but I don't see a flag on the field.
So the mark it at the 36 and a loss of 3 on the play for Bogus. I don't know if you call it. He was trying to run, so put him at 26 for the evening. Was sacked one time earlier for a loss of 5. Again, looking at the clock, continuing to go at 6:35.
Yeah, they blitzed that time and they got home. They've blitzed a couple times and it's benefited us.
All right, this creates a third down and 12 for the Max from their own 36-yard line of Spring Valley. Heaves one into traffic and it's caught by the Max. Somehow amazing by Luke Anderson. How did he catch that ball inside the 10 for a McDonald first down?
Yeah, the ball was deflected. And Luke was in the right spot at the right time and able to catch that ball. It was two McDonald players going for the ball.
The Macs have now caught an interception and a huge catch late in the fourth quarter on the deflection. So from the 9-yard line, 27-yard gain to Anderson. That is his, it was his average on receptions coming into tonight. And the Macs not in any hurry. Let that clock get down there. Inside of 6 minutes now from the 9-yard line. Bogus waiting out of the pistol. He gets the snap. Handoff, Smisky on the left side. Smisky inside the 10, the 5, all the way in. Touchdown,
right.
Noah Smisky. The 9-yard touchdown run, the 5:42 to go, and the Macs go up 40-28 over Spring Valley.
Noah's got some speed, and that time it was nice to see them go outside with it, actually, and let him utilize his speed. So wow. And he was able to shake that one tackler and 6 points. It's huge.
Fantastic.
Huge.
It is. My goodness. And a 9-yard run, and there's, I'll tell you what, I think they can get between him and Christopherson, I think they can get a running game. And again, instead of the run setting up the pass, it's the pass setting up the run.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go for two.
Noah back in the game here.
Yeah, behind Bogus. Bogus waiting for it. There it is, and he'll hand it off to Smisky. Smisky right up the middle, and he's going to get it in. And I think Spring Valley's not accustomed to defending the run because McDonald's run so little tonight.
Yeah, and Noah's running really tough right now.
We'll take a 30-second break. Back in a moment. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
5:42 to go and a huge touchdown for McDonald. Boy, just so many big plays on that drive.
Yeah.
Wow.
That deflection, though, that was crazy.
Yeah, and how about Noah Smisky? I mean, just that fourth down run of his to keep the drive alive, right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. That, you know, just stretching out for every inch. So a lot of huge plays there. The offensive line blocking well, you know. So just a lot of people stepping up right now.
So that's huge to have a 14-point lead with 5:42 to go. Coach Luke Oliver has agreed to join us in the press box after the game, and so we'll look forward to that in the post-class post-game show. And we'll have, of course, along the way, the five or fast plays of the game, the names you know, stats recap all ahead. 42-28 McDonald, and on the far side, Spring Valley able to catch it and run it back here before it went out of bounds, which is a break for McDonald, and Schmidt on the return. And the Macs do a good job defending him just past the 20-yard line with 5:36 left.
Fantastic kick there again by Isaac. You know, put him right over on the sideline. They must have maybe had a return left going, so he had to stretch all the way across the field. Best kickoff coverage of the night right there. So
5:36 to go, and it's going to be Spring Valley now with Winger.
Now they're going to throw. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Winger their pistol himself, and he's going to run it out of that formation with the original line of scrimmage of the 22, and is going to get out close to a first down beyond the 30. And if the clock's stopping, as he apparently went out of bounds with 5:29 left, and see where they mark it. And the chains have not moved yet, and right at the 32, it's right at the... Boy, he's not there. They didn't move it, so he's not quite to a first
down. I thought for sure it was.
Sure want to give him 10 yards, I think, Winger.
What are they doing here? Yep.
Okay, they're going to go ahead and recognize. Yeah, it was a little slow.
Yep, maybe
it's a long night. So, okay. So there's another Spring Valley first down, unofficially 13th of the night from the 32. McDonald, we want that clock to go and go and go.
Yep.
And Wingard's going to hand it off. And they're going to pound it up.
No.
Turner breaking into the secondary. And he's going to be tackled inside of the 35 of McDonald as he took it from the 32.
Two McDonald players colliding that time. Luke Anderson. I don't know who trying to get the other one here.
And Spring Valley trying to hurry down the field after the 37-yard run. And the Spring Valley first down. And
timeout McDonald.
McDonald takes the timeout as well. 98 yards running for Turner, who didn't even play in the first quarter. We're back in half a minute. This is McDonald football in WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, so Wascala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wascala Plumbing Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wascala.com. That's wascala.com.
Can't give up a quick one here. Make them earn all 30 yards of this.
After the 37-yard run by Turner, Winger takes over from the pistol. He'll rifle a nice safe pass off on the right side, completing it to number 40, and that's number 40, Jake Cotton, his second catch of the night.
Yeah, catching the ball, but also getting out of bounds. So.
Yep, and a gain of looks like 9 on the play to the 22. And so two catches for 21 yards. So Spring Valley showing some ability to move it in the air, as well as a receiver off to the left here is Hanick. He caught a touchdown earlier. Faking it to Turner. They're going to look for Hanick in the left corner of the end zone. And incomplete is Luke Anderson on the coverage for McDonald with 5:05 to go.
Yeah, just overthrew him, which was good because he did have a step on Luke there. So there's a bit of a break for us there. We've seen that. We've seen that before. We don't want to see it again.
Right. So it's third and one from the 22, and they have to get to the third to the 21. So Winger from the pistol, Turner to his right, two receivers to the left, and going to run the ball for the first down inside the 20 into the red zone with Turner that time.
They're up and ready. Clock stopped because of first down. Move the chains. But
another first down on this drive. 15 on the night. And Winger in trouble. Going to run it himself out of there. For the line of scrimmage at the 16.
He's down. Ball might have come out there, but the official said he was down on that. Showing some shiftiness there for a big guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got his size here, number 3, Mason Winger, a 5'11", 180-pounder. And so running that to the 13. And the handoff, Turner again at about the 11-yard line, a gain of 2. So the 3-yard run for Winger and 2 for Turner gets him up to 105 on the night. And we've got a timeout. Take a break in the action. Back in a minute. This is Max Football.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wascala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wascala, 839-0707 or wascala.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies, in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Third and three from the 10 for Spring Valley. Winger is going to fake.
There we go.
It's a Turner in the mix with a good defense against him, keeping him away from that first down. And the clock now is 4 minutes and counting, just over 4 minutes.
Yeah. Linebacker getting in there making a play.
So Winger under center, fourth and two from the 9. Around the right side, and they're going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Was it Turner?
I could not tell. It was a big scrum in there. But, you know, you just get this feeling that as this game goes, that the defense is going to need to make a stop.
So on a big fourth down and two, they're able to get the 9-yard touchdown run. Spring Valley making it a 42-34 game. Down by 8, they go for 2 here. 3:48 left in regulation. And flags are thrown before the play unfolds from the 3-yard line. And against Spring Valley, so we'll back it up.
All right. Had a few penalties on these two-point conversions.
Yeah, that's right. And it looks like a 5-yarder. And so that's 30 yards in penalties for Spring Valley on the night. Well, Chahai fought hard but lost in 3-2 tonight, losing to New Richmond 15-6 in the fifth and deciding game, as our Caleb Swenson talking to Luke Heike, the Chahai head volleyball coach right now. And they're so close to winning that that fourth game, but wasn't to be. All right, the two-point conversion. Max, want to keep this an 8-point difference. Winger, looking. He fires one. He's got his receiver. He caught it.
Nah.
The two-point conversion for Spring Valley, and they get it to number 9. So that's a new receiver, Landry Camping, probably the coach's son, Ryan Camping. We'll take a break. In half a minute, we return. Max to get the kickoff. Up only 6, 3:48 to go. This is Max Football.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and mirror.com.
So Turner, the 9-yard touchdown run. Landry Capping, a sophomore, catches the 2-point conversion, and it's a 42-36 game. Boy, it was 14-14 at the half, and that was exciting. But
yeah.
Now 3:48 to go, and I need to tell you that today, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Here's the kickoff and some trouble with it. And it's going to be down. Oh, my gosh, it just went out of bounds for the Max at about the 3-yard line. That was a nightmare for McDonald with 3:47 to go.
That's other than it turning in the ball over there. That's about as bad as
who did we have back here on that? Okay, well, it's going to be, it's sort of a nightmare. I mean, you just...
Yeah, now we're sitting at, like, the 1-yard line?
Yeah.
2-yard line.
The 2-yard line.
Oh. Yeah, that's about as... That's not good. Not good.
All right. Well, it's been such an incredible game.
It has.
And 3:47 to go, and the Max had a 20-point lead after three quarters, late in that third quarter, 34-14, and Spring Valley credit them for building this comeback, but now Bogus in his own end zone with 3:47 left in regulation. Trying to get out of there, and they get him for a safety. And they just got to him. Noah Smisky tackled for the safety, makes it 42-38, and the Max have to kick off. Kickoff or punt from their 20. So Spring Valley, the safety with 3:43 left in regulation.
Yeah, such a crazy turn of. I mean, you know, you're thinking, okay, they scored offense. Down. And then it turns to, okay, we just got to get ourselves a little room out of this end zone right here. It turns into a safety. It's very unfortunate there.
So it makes it a 42-38 game. Well, it's set up that way from the kickoff, and so this is where McDonald is at right now. So, again, Spring Valley is going to have to move it. They've shown the ability to go to the air more than maybe we had anticipated, more than they'd shown in any game so far this season. Great Northern in Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement, greatnorthern.com. That's greatnorthern.com. All right, 3:43, yep, still a lot of time.
Yep. And, you know, I kind of felt like the defense is going to have to, the way this game's been going, they're going to have to come up and make a stop, you know, a turnover on downs here. So I was hoping it wasn't going to come this soon.
Yeah, right. Well,
not something teams do much. So probably a little. We're learning right here.
So from the 20-yard line, so Isaac Crawford is going to choose to punt it, and he can't run up on it. And very good punt, actually.
Yeah.
Picked up at the 40. And the return is into McDonald territory, inside of the McDonald 40.
All right. Big time stand here needed.
It is. 42-38. McDonald still has the lead, 3:35 to go in regulation. Some of our potential for overtime may be rescinded by that safety, which puts them off in terms of, so we'll see. From the 38, it's Winger with Turner to his right. And he'll hand it to Turner, Asher Turner. And he's going to have a big run on first down. And now the Macs are looking tired as the Spring Valley fired up all the way to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell that the tide has turned.
Or make it the 19, actually, right? The 19, a 19-yard run by Turner. And he's well over 100. Didn't play in the first quarter. He's got 133 yards rushing on the night. And yet another Spring Valley first down. And they've got a lot more than McDonald as that clock now at 3:20 and counting.
Yeah, and right now they're probably going to take their time. I mean, they got plenty of time to.
Well, the Macs do have an air attack. We know that. And so we'll see what they can come up with should Spring Valley get in. But we're not there yet. 42-38 now. And Bob Turner the first time, and then he's able to bounce off and get down to about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, good initial contact by the defense, and he was just able to get a couple more.
Gain of just two on the play. So, again, he's piled them up, though, and a lot of carries as well for a guy who sat out the first quarter up to 135 yards rushing on the evening. And, again, they're not going to be in any hurry. They want to give McDonald as little time as possible, but certainly they're down four, so even a field goal doesn't do it. They need a touchdown. Second down and 8 from the McDonald 17. Handoff left side. Turner again, and a good job that time.
There
gang tackling on him all over that time for McDonald, and identifying among the tacklers for the Macs, number 59, Colton Meyer, the 5'11", 190-pound junior. And so they gave him 4 yards to the 15, so 137 yards now for. I'll just have to carry him to another part of the stat sheet. All right, well, they're down to a minute 52, so giving McDonald as little time as possible, but they've got 3rd and 6 themselves from the McDonald 15, and Winger looks like he wants a timeout, and he'll take one. That stops the clock with 1:41 left. We're back in half a minute. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care, turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
Independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that's always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. All right, 1:41 left in the clock, 101 ticks. It is 3rd and 6 from the McDonald 15 for Spring Valley. Winger, Mason Winger, the senior quarterback for Coach Ryan Capping's crew. What a second half. What a game we've had. And seem to bobble things. Thry is it. He's got a receiver, and he's going to get down. He's got the first down and close to the end zone. Not quite in, though, for Spring Valley.
Yeah, we sold out on the run there, and probably the tight end left him wide open there.
And it was Turner, actually.
Oh, it was Turner.
Yeah. And so they get all the way down, not quite in the end zone. At the 1-yard line, and certainly,
which at this point doesn't help us any.
Right. So a 14-yard completion, and the first catch of the night for Turner, who I had listed as a receiver, but the first time he's caught one tonight. And but let's see. I mean, you don't want to mess around, I'm sure. But yeah, they're going to take it right away, and Winger's going to get in this time. And that's the 6. And so 1:05 to go. That's what the Max will have to work with as they fall behind by 2 now. And now this will be important, I guess. I don't know about McDonald's field goal proficiency. We haven't seen it this season. But down 44-42, and now Spring Valley, nobody's really tried to kick an extra point all night. So.
No.
Yeah, a tough break for the Max, who led it 34-14 at one point late in the third quarter.
Yeah, Spring Valley showing they can do big plays too, and that kind of hurt us there.
With the dangerous abilities of Isaac Crawford and Luke Anderson, this game is not over.
Oh, for sure, it's not.
Mason Winger now under center. Two backs behind him. Pitch out Turner. He'll fake. He'll cut back. The McDonald defense able to keep him out. And so it's 44-42. We're back in half a minute with the kickoff. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Red Cedar announces the 46th annual Punky Maynard Challenge of Champions, September 25th and 26th. Open at 5, racing at 7.
Watch 5 different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed. Thousands of dollars awarded at one of the area's most historic and prestigious racing events.
Family-friendly entertainment since 1973. Admission available online at redcedarspeedway.com or at the gates. Kids 12 and under are free.
All right. McDonald down 44-42. Credit Spring Valley. They outscore McDonald 30-8 since trailing 34-14. The latest is the touchdown run by Winger with 1:05 to go. And again, boy, that kickoff last time could not have gone worse for the Max.
Yeah, you know, and credit Spring Valley too. I mean, they looked very one dimensional.
Yeah.
So
right.
Them throwing the ball really didn't bother me that much, but they definitely proved me wrong.
We'll see what's going to happen. I mean, typically you go into a prevent defense. We'll see what happens. Again, we got some dangerous receivers, Crawford and Anderson. There's the kick. A little bit of trouble. Crawford's going to pick it up at the 20. Isaacs gets to the 25 on the near side, and he's going to work his way. Hold on to that ball about the 28, 29-yard line. Clock at 57.9. Could we be in for some thrilling action here in the final minute?
We are going to find out very quickly, but the one thing we can do is up-tempo. That's
yep.
That's no problem.
Again, you got to block like crazy.
Yeah.
For that offensive line at the 29-yard line, 71 yards from pay dirt. A field goal could win it, but, again, we haven't. I don't know that McDonald I'm not saying they wouldn't try that, but that certainly is not what's on their mind right now. They're thinking touchdown. Bogus and company, down 44-42. Credit Spring Valley for the comeback. Bogus from the pistol. He'll take it. He'll fire his first one, and it's incomplete, intended for Anderson on the left side. Anderson with 178 yards receiving on the night.
Yeah, you know, I think if it would have hit him in the numbers, maybe something happens there, but unfortunately it was low.
All right, second down. Again, that hurry-up offense. Bogus off on the near side, incomplete for Smisky. So now it's third down.
Yeah, off target again there. Big moment in the game here.
Yep.
You know. And now all of a sudden it's third down so fast. You know, obviously we're in four down territory.
Going with the no huddle again. That's the way they run this. And now Crawford off three receivers to the left, one to the right. Low snap to Bogus. Here comes the rush on him. They've got it out incomplete to Anderson again. Eric, uncharacteristically.
Yeah, you don't see that often. I don't know it would have been much of a gain.
Mm.
But
the Macs so close tonight. Had the 20-point lead here late in the third quarter. Spring Valley mounting quite the comeback. And now it's a 4th and 10, and this is it for McDonald with 48 seconds to go. It's all come down to this.
Some confusion.
Yeah, there
here.
Seems to be, as both Crawford is in motion and the other receiver, Callen Johnson. And now they're set, and here comes the rush on Bogus. He'll rifle one, and it's going to be incomplete. On the far side, they had Noah Smisky not able to get it. So four incompletions, a tough way for the Max to see this thing wind down with 44.7 seconds left.
Yeah, that's a heartbreaker, boy. Things were going so good, and it was so fun. And to have it go down this way is very, very unfortunate.
So Spring Valley gets it back with 44.7 seconds left. And it looks to be tonight a heartbreaking loss for the Chahai girls in volleyball and for McDonald in football. As that'll do it, Winger takes the knee, and I don't know that we'll need to have another play or not. Chahai girls had led in volleyball, and also on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel at New Richmond, had a 23-22 late, but couldn't finish that fourth game. And then New Richmond kind of running away from them in the fifth and deciding contest. And Spring Valley here trailed 34-14, but we'll recap it for you in the post-class post-game show as the Cardinals come in and come from behind and beat Chippewa Falls 44-5, Chippewa Falls McDonald 44-42. We're back at the post-class post-game show in 3 minutes. This is Max Football.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Sometimes it's good to wait. Like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeah!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regurgs.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then...
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla. 839-0707 or wasgalla.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
What a game. It was 14-14 at the half. McDonald led 34-14, only to lose 44-42. Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show. Mark Halverson along with Seth Smisky. And Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Seth, ultimately a heartbreaker, but I mean the Macs in front by 20, but Spring Valley showed an ability to go to the air and mix that with their run.
Yeah, they went to the air, and unfortunately there was a couple breakdowns there where guys were pretty wide open, and games like that just a fantastic football game all around. But unfortunately, sometimes on these fantastic football games, when you come up short, it hurts. So
yeah, and so yeah, we if we could try to indicate to Coach Luke Oliver, I'm sure probably the post game interview isn't necessarily in his mind, but the huddle with the team has broken up. So I'm trying to get his attention up here, whatever we can do in that regard, obviously. But I don't have a cell number. So anyhow, we will bring you in the Post Glass Post Game Show our fiber fast plays of the game, and so the names you know, stats recap. But let's begin. By also telling you in our other WOGO Sports YouTube event tonight, as it was the Lady Cards almost able to pull one out on the road, but not quite able to win that fourth game, and then losing convincingly in the fifth and final one, and so they lose 3-2 in volleyball tonight. So, all right, we'll take another 1 minute timeout. Back in a moment with the Post Glass Post Game Show. This is WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regurgs.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then...
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla. 839-0707 or wasgalla.com.
Coach Luke Oliver is going to join us shortly in the Post Glass Post Game Show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And we'll also have the names you know stats recap. Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors coming up shortly, and our Fiber Fast plays of the game on the way as well. And before it's done tonight, check our WOGO Sports calendar that includes Chahai versus Menominee tomorrow night, 6:35, the pregame here on WOGO sports. Well, I'll tell you what, as long as we're waiting for Coach Oliver, the stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernays Realtors. One of life's biggest decisions deserves an expert, not just an agent. When you're buying or selling a home, Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker, Bernays Realtors are names you know and names you trust right here in Chippewa Falls. You can call her at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And again, tonight on the ground, you can see here Seth Smisky for McDonald. Hayden Christopherson, 6 carries, 38 yards. He had the 13-yard touchdown run, 6 carries for 26 for Bogus. Noah Smisky was huge late. I mean, that was part of that second-half touchdown where he had the fourth-down conversion and also the 9-yard touchdown run. Ultimately, he had a 17-yard run he ripped off as well.
But yeah,
he finishes 7 carries for 35 yards, so that stands out. Through the air, though, how about the Max? I mean, Luke Anderson, 4 more catches for 178 yards on the night and 2 more touchdowns, 6 through 3 games for him. Also, Crawford caught a bunch of balls tonight. Isaac Crawford catching unofficially 8 catches for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns on the evening. In the third, both of those coming in the third quarter, the 47 and the 24-yarder. Kind of the coming out party of Griffin Lyons Bourget. Wow, who knew about this kid? We had not called his name, I don't think, in the previous game we did against Regis, just a junior, 6'1", 165. So he had unofficially about 35 yards receiving on the night. And so, yeah, and so Coach Luke Oliver joining us now in the post game, and Coach will get in the camera here. And so, boy, this was a tough one, you guys. Exciting game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we're all sick to our stomachs,
yeah,
honestly.
Right.
Probably the best way to put it.
Okay. 34-14 lead, and Spring Valley showed an ability to go to the air at that point. Take me into some of what unfolded there.
Yeah, we knew they had a good quarterback. You know, we knew he had a strong arm, you know, bigger quarterback, big body. We were prepared for it. This probably made more plays than us down the stretch. Do you play cover three? Do you play man? Pick your poison and, you know, live and die by it. We played cover three, lived by it in the third quarter, died by it in the fourth. So, you know, that's what coaching is, right? That's why we make decisions.
Yeah, boy, a tough break there on the kickoff late in the game. You guys still had the lead there, and that setup obviously led to the safety and needing to get rid of the ball. And so just, boy, just the highs and lows of this game. It's like a crazy roller coaster ride.
Yeah, probably the craziest one of my career that I can think of. You know, we had a shot there to get it out of the end zone, even with the bad field position after the onside there and bad snap, which has kind of been the story of our season, is just trying to get the snaps down. But we had a shot there at the end, you know. We got one timeout, about a minute left. You can go down there and make play, and just too many drop passes. And
you did have, I mean, obviously, in terms of the third quarter where you guys were able to, I mean, Luke Anderson, we called it the play of the season, the 85-yarder initially. That was and so he and Crawford, I mean, more and more, in terms of these two very dangerous receivers you have, they did really show out well against a quality Spring Valley team.
Yeah, we know how good Isaac and Luke are. Then we moved Noah Smisky to running back tonight just to help us get a little punch in the run game.
And he stepped up late, too.
Absolutely. He did really well on both sides of the ball. You know, I think Luke gets a lot of attention because of the flash plays, and rightfully so. Luke's a good football player. But Noah Smisky probably doesn't get talked about enough as far as, you know, he's a junior, you know, first real varsity minutes here this season, and he's doing a great job on both sides for us.
So how do you help the guys kind of deal with this and then get ready for the game? We'll also have Elmwood Plum City a week from tomorrow night right here at DeRay.
Yeah, you know, look at the scoreboard, remember that feeling. You know, when we go in for lifts next week and we come in for film next week, you know, you can't afford to take a day off. You can't afford to just go through the motions in the weight room and throw 135 pounds on the squat rack and call it a good day. You got to do everything with the intent of getting better, right? We talk about the process and the process of winning football games. We talked about it last week. We won the game, but you can be happy that we won, but you can't be happy with the process on how we won. We didn't play well in the fourth quarter. Our offense kind of looked a little bit like it did tonight in the fourth quarter. It just kind of disappears on us at times. And that's what we told the kids when we left the field. It's a process, right? And you can be happy, like, yeah, we played three really good quarters. Unfortunately, football's a four-quarter game, so
yeah, right.
You can't take your foot off the gas and we'll hopefully learn from that.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thanks so much for coming up and joining us in the booth afterwards. A tough loss. I think for people who would want to watch the game back on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, I mean, there's a lot to see there and I know to learn from. It's still early in the season, and we wish your team well. We'll look forward to seeing you next Friday night.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Head Coach Luke Oliver, appreciate it, here in the post-class post-game show on WOGO. And we told you some of that Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap. Let's get the final word from our buddy Seth Smisky. We'll let him go, and before we get to the Fiber Fast plays of the game.
You know, such an exciting game. But I do think the coaching staff, we learned some things about this team. You know, I think we're starting to learn what works well for us. So, I mean, I think they're going to be able to take some good things out of this. I think they're going to be able to build on it. Defensively, we got to get some things figured out for sure. You know, I mean, letting somebody score 44 points, that's not great. So, you know, want to get that figured out, and offensively, it was exciting. That is one, it's fun. It's so fun to watch.
But I think that's where some of my, Coach Oliver and I are getting to know each other, and here I was trying to look at maybe some of the frosting, and he was just like, you know what, we drop the cake at the end, and
yeah,
that's what we're focusing on. And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
But feeling that, and yet I think in a really classy and dignified way,
yep,
saying that I can see where he's going to be a molder and shaper of young men. You know?
Yeah, he is, and he expects things out of them.
Right.
You know? I mean, talking about the squats in the weight room, you know, I mean,
right,
there's some expectations here, and you know, this is good competition.
Right.
All, you know, we're going to see good teams.
Right.
You
right.
know, it's not going to be, you know, play an Owen Withy and then go play Cornell and Holcomb or something, you know, like that. You know, I mean, it's going to be week after week after week. So it's going to take everybody doing everything they possibly can.
And so we'll have that one for you. Again, looking ahead to next week on a Friday night on September 11th. And that will be the Elmwood Plum City against McDonald as our coverage of the Dunn Strength Cry continues. Seth, we're going to let you go before we get to the Fiber Fast plays of the game. Thanks
right.
so much. See you
yeah,
next
thank
week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
It's been fun.
All right. So, again, quite a game and a lot to it. Let's go back to introduce those Fiber Fast plays of the game here on the Post-Class Post-Game Show. Brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Some highlights from tonight sounded like this. Anything from Coach Capping that he wasn't going to play, but anyhow, so far not out there. And so Winger, again from the pistol, got some protection. He's going to run it up the middle, and the Macs are going to hold, and there's the great first stop of the game for the McDonald Macs as they get the ball back. Or maybe the first one, maybe just a two-yard gain, I think.
Yeah.
Now third down
minimal.
And five, the Macs with the quick play, and they get it off to Anderson, and Anderson trying to find a seam in the defense, still on his feet, and whoa, what a move by Luke Anderson. The 30, the 35, the 40, Anderson can go. He's the 40, the 35, the 30. What a play, Luke Anderson taking it to the house. 85 yards for a Macs. Run heavy out to the early lead there, 6-0, as they did at Regis just 2 weeks ago. So Luke Anderson, one of his two touchdowns on the evening. Again, clock running at 10:40 to go, and again chewing up a lot of clock. McDonald trying to did have the big play earlier to Anderson. Play of the season, we've decided in the booth. Rolling right, Winger. He'll fire one, and it's almost intercepted, and it is by the Macs, and what a great job. Isaac Crawford initially, and then captured in the air by Lewiston Wilkamon for the interception for McDonald. Here for the Macs, and Bogus rolling to his left, looking. He's got a receiver, Crawford. Crawford the 15, and he's out of bounds at about 11. Another McDonald first down, their third of the drive.
That was a great play by Nathan there. He felt a little pressure, rolled out to his left, right-handed, a little tougher throw. He was able to complete it.
All right, and so Max will go with Anderson and the Wildcat out of the pistol. Calls for the snap. Luke, good athlete, is going to look to run it in himself, and he's going to get in there for the two-point conversion. And Luke Oliver with his hands up to celebrate, and the Macs go out on top, 14-6. We'll have the kickoff in a minute. So those are our highlights from the first half of tonight's contest, but half number two, especially that third quarter, provided a lot of excitement, and let's enjoy some of that now in our Fiber Fast plays of the game. Third down and nine. And Bogus is going to heave one on the left side. He's got Anderson out in front. Anderson's going to take it to the house and score. And the Macs lead this game 20-14. Luke Anderson does it again from Nathan Bogus.
Yeah, just Luke had two steps on him. And Bogus was able to put it on him that time. You know,
he sure did.
Yep.
It's a hurry-up offense is something Luke Oliver seems to believe in with, again, Anderson.
I think Anderson's tired right now.
Okay, Parker Lindberg. There's the pass completed to Crawford. The 45, the 40. Crawford off the races. Isaac Crawford down the sideline. He's going to go. No one's going to catch him. Touchdown, Isaac Crawford on the pass from Parker Lindberg. And McDonald grabs a 26-14 lead. Alley. All right, from the 40-yard line now. 3:04 left in the third. And Vargas is back into the game, and there's the handoff, Christofferson, and he's going to go up the middle, the 50, the 45, the 40, Aiden Christofferson, a 20-yard first down run. Off on the left side to Crawford. Crawford, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. Isaac Crawford is going to dive into the end zone. Touchdown, right. McDonald, and they've got a 32-14 lead. Crawford's second touchdown in a row.
Same play he scored on the last time. And once again, outstanding blocking by those wide receivers.
Just a couple of highlights left from this evening. A tough McDonald loss to Spring
Valley.
Down and five. They need to get to the 48. From the 43, and Bogus in there, low snap, rolling out of there to his left, spin move. He looks like he's going to run it himself. The 40, the 45, and close to the first down, slides out close to it.
That's going to be
close.
I don't think he got it.
Stops the clock with 8:54 left in regulation.
That official standing there,
I don't like that.
Spot
no,
it. Not
that's,
even
that's
close.
Not a good mark. So no. Fourth and one, he gained four on the play, Bogus.
And, if we're going to go for it, this is huge right here.
Well, what does McDonald have a short yardage rushing? They're putting Crawford back to punt, so they're going to play field position and not want to give Spring Valley the ball.
Early.
And calling for it, and there's the handoff. Smisky again, the 45, the 40, and he's still on his feet, the 35, and Smisky pounds it all the way down to the 34-yard line. Noah Smisky, the 5'11", 170-pound junior for McDonald. Third down and 12 for the Macs from their own, from the 36-yard line of Spring Valley. He heaves one into traffic, and it's caught by the Macs. Somehow amazing by Luke Anderson. How did he catch that ball? Inside the 10 for McDonald, first down.
Yeah, the ball was deflected.
And the Macs not in any hurry. Let that clock get down there. Inside of 6 minutes now from the 9-yard line. Bogus waiting out of the pistol. He gets the snap. Handoff, Smisky on the left side. Smisky inside the 10, the 5, all the way in. Touchdown,
right.
Noah Smisky. The 9-yard touchdown run, the 5:42 to go. And the Macs go up 40-28 over Spinelli. And they got the two-point conversion after that, but... it was not to be, as that was the last that Smisky would get the two-point run, making it 42-28. One would have hoped that could have been enough for McDonald, but Turner, ultimately a 9-yard touchdown run, a two-point pass to capping, made it 42-36. The Spring Valley safety of Smisky made it 42-38, and ultimately they get the final touchdown run from their quarterback, Mason Winger, with 1:05 to go. And win it over McDonald, 44-42. Checking our WOGO sports calendar in terms of what's ahead in the coming days. Tomorrow night, it's Chippewa Falls hosting Menominee. Pregame for that, 6:35 on WOGO Sports. And then also a tough Chi-High loss in volleyball tonight at New Richmond in 3-2. And so we'll have the quad coming up next Thursday, McDonnell at Barron, also taking on Osceola and Unity. That's a 4:40 on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And then next Friday, we've got a football doubleheader, both on Wogo Radio and our Wogo Sports YouTube. It's Chi-High at New Richmond. Caleb, another trip to New Richmond, whereas we'll have McDonald football, WOGO Sports YouTube exclusive next Friday, as it's McDonald at home against Elmwood Plum City. And then on that sports calendar, just finish it off with next Saturday, the next day, Chi-High at the Merrill Invitational, 8:40 in the morning, opponents to be determined. So that's our Wogo Sports calendar. Again, a tough loss tonight as we wrap up the post-class post-game show. As McDonald, 14-all at the half, 34-14 lead, ultimately lose it 44-42 as they drop to 0-1 in conference and 1-2 on the season. Spring Valley goes to 1-0 in the conference and 2-1 on the year. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much to Seth Smisky, our color analyst, our video crew, Micah Bailey, and also Gavin Bovee, and also to Trayton Hoyme back at our WOGO studios. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonnell Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheat and Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Weirsgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. And now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.